Blog Talk Radio. I'm touching the feminine. Come get some coins. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m. sharp. Be there.
Yeah. Welcome to the bright life, babe.
Hi, hello. For more information on I Love New York Ball, call 646-820-1345. Tables are going fast, and so are free tickets. Make sure you make your purchase ASAP. Talk to you soon. Mwah. I Love New York.
Hot like fire. Burning like an incinerator. This is the Inferno.
Mother, Isis, Estrada, Malcolm, Balenciaga, and father, Larry Mizrahi, bring to you the most anticipated event in the OKI region. The Inferno Ball Part 4, Zodiac. On Saturday, June 9th, 2012, at the American Legion, 2107 Crumbs Lane, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 all night. Commentator, icon Jack McRae, with the DJ, legendary Von Allure. Grand prize, over to all runway, $1,000. Plus $20 pot, stars, plus famous, plus plus. Bring to life one of the Zodiac signs. Three trophies, one cash prize. Mini grand number one, with Queen Sex Baron, $500. Junior versus Senior versus Catboy. Three trophies, one cash. Mini grand number two, female figure performance for $500. Open to all foot and eye with secret weapon, $250. Two trophies, one cash. With Queen Bold Sam, soft versus dramatic. $100 plus $10 pot. Red or blue twist, $150. Post hotel for the evening, the Holiday Inn Southwest. 502-448-2020 and ask for the Inferno rate for $79.
Inferno.
Here's an early ball for be on time, because it will end on time. Don't forget the Inferno aftermath on Sunday, June 10th, 2012.
Every year there's Atlanta Pride during Labor Day and Memorial Day weekend. There's Philly Pride in April, there's Miami Central and DC Pride in May, New York City Pride in June, and now get ready for the first ever Atlanta City Pride taking 4th of July weekend by storm. As Atlantic City's first and openly widely recognized lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer organization, this Atlantic City Gay Pride will be taking place July 5th to the 9th at the resort's beachfront casino and hotel. This weekend's event will be hosted by Daryl Stevens of Noah Park, with celebrity appearances by Nia Sky, Kobe Klinger of The Real L Word, and more. This Atlantic City Pride is open for everyone in our community. This event is for both the lesbian and gay communities, as well as co-ed events, rooftop pool parties, concerts, beach parties, nightlife parties, and more. And for the ballroom crowd, the first annual Good Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe, presented by Dee Thomas in association with Lucky Balenciaga and the legendary Hall of Famer, Miss Teresa Mizrahi. Taking place Sunday, June 8th, in the main ballroom at the resort's beachfront casino and hotel. On the turntables, DJ Von Allure. On the mic, Greggy Visu and the legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Behind the camera will be ballroom throwbacks. Grand prize, open to all gold performance battle royale, boys versus girls. $500, boys in blue and white, girls in red and white. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Sex Siren, the sexy lifeguard, for $150, three trophies, one cash prize. And mini grand number two, open to all runway, European versus all American, the Risk spokesmodel, simple, clean, cut, and molest, in a white t-shirt and blue jeans, two trophies, one cash prize for $150. All categories can be found on Facebook by searching First Annual Risk Atlantic City Pride Mini-Ball Deluxe. Doors will open at 3 p.m. Ball will start at 4 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time as the venue is reserved until 8 p.m., so please be on time. $25 entry fee all afternoon. House tables are free. All house leaders and parents should contact Lucky Balenciaga or Teresa Mizrahi to reserve tables. First come, first serve. There will also be a fully equipped bar with top shelf liquor. The Atlantic City Police Department has been hired for security, so please leave the drama at home. For information regarding the ball, please contact Lucky, the Prince of New York City Balenciaga, at facebook.com/theprinceofnyc, or also the legendary icon Hall of Famer, Ms. Teresa Mizrahi, at facebook.com/teresa.wando.
Malta!
European verb. Use the verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady? You're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, all my niggas out there. So tonight is going to be a juicy, juicy night. I'm going to start off by saying that.
DJ.
What? But why? What's that? All I'm going to say is Crime Stoppers are after the girls. Crime Stoppers are after the girls. I'm going to go to my co-host if they're online. I know Maya is. Yeah, I think so. Maya, are you there? Okay, do we have Divine? Because she never wrote to me on Facebook, so because I don't know what Maya is giving. So if you think Crime Stoppers are after you, just listen to the show tonight, or maybe even don't listen. Because I don't want you, you know, wanting to attack me because of, you know, stuff I read. So I think Maya's ready.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello. Hello there. Where did she go?
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
I got time for that.
Yeah, that's my introductory word, mother. What?
Well, Maya, can you turn down your boogie down music?
Well, you know, I'm at the casino. Yes, but hold on. I'm gonna put you on mute. I'm about to leave in just a second. Hold on.
Restaurant. No, she's at a Jamaican restaurant. So I guess, you know, it's just me, like always. So I'm going to spill the tea. Okay, it's really, really long, and I just, you know, I just don't see myself reading this whole bloody thing. I think it's too early. I think, you know, some of the callers are probably, you know, pull a one-night stand and just take my tea and leave the show. So I'm going to make you wait for it. Tonight is Hot Topic Tuesdays anyway, so can someone just, like, make a hot topic, you know? Or, you know, I can just play commercials all night. I could care less. But, yeah, if you, by the way, speaking of commercials, if you want a commercial made, just contact Kelly or Jasmine on Facebook. Also, if you need a production made, Janet V, that's JANETV, on Facebook. Yeah, some of you girls need to get new productions. Just don't fit ya. So yeah, it's Janet V on Facebook. She does commercials and productions. So where is Maya back? No. Okay, so I'm just going to name one of the girls that are on this list, the wanted list, and I'm going to do a eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Now I'm going to do a smaka, shake, maka, eek, maka, shake, eek, maka, eek. Okay, whoever, Robert Wilkins, Watkins, they want a Robert Watkins. No, he's actually arrested already. So, bloody. Well, so Robert Watkins was arrested. The girls have already have been arrested and posted bond, all of them. Oh, so bloody, I'm just going to name them. Dante E. Chameau, Christopher L. Scott, Marcus C. Thormand, John L. Smith, and Julian L. Moore. They are all wanted for fraud. Report losses from the victims were in excess of $150,000. The investigation began in November 2011 and ended with a grand jury indictment in April of this year. Can everyone hear me? Okay, I need a response. Oh. Okay. So, did you get the names of those girls? If your name was called, you can call in because, you know, you guys posted bail, I hear. So, you know, if you posted bail and you're out there, call in. I'm going to repeat the name in a few. We have callers. 757-419, you're live on the air.
757-419, you're live on the air.
London?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, it's Susan McGraw here. How are you?
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is Maya back on the line, or is she still chasing through the...
I think she's still chasing boys, yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, I just had a brief comment, because I really... even though I don't know, I'm probably one of the last people who don't know. I don't know who you are, and I don't know who Maya is. But last night I was really kind of disturbed by the way you guys treated Khadijah. I don't know her personally. Just know her from the ballroom. I have a lot of respect for her.
Susan, before you get offended. No, I'm not actually getting offended. I just want to let you know. I wanted to let everyone know I was not, you know, reading or attacking her fiercely. Because if I was, mm-hmm. I would mention things that they, you know, chopped her for back then. I never
right.
mentioned then. I was only talking about what she did recently with Selvin. That's
mm-hmm.
what I basically wanted to talk
yeah.
about. Like, she wanted to go in other things, and I wasn't going to hold my tongue, so, you know.
But this is my take on it, and you can tell me how you feel about it. Conversation, but when some of the people who have paved the way and put in their time, and people say it's extracurricular, but it really, we put a lot of time and talent and our treasure into ballroom, and when these people come, it's just like if you were in the military and you retired and all of a sudden your check didn't come. That's how I see when we treat some of these people who have given their best and laid it all out on the floor for our entertainment. I think that's due a certain amount of respect. Now, her and Kelly getting into it, they come from, you know, they're around the same era, not quite, but, you know, and they're going to have their exchanges, and at the end of the day, if they see each other in New York, they're going to speak, and they're going to kiki. But I think you and Maya sometimes need to be careful how you treat people, especially when they're calling in for the first time, and they already, just to call into the show is giving the show some respect, and I think they deserve it in return, because she was really not trying to go there with you guys, but
I know, but Susan, if you recall the whole last night ordeal, when she called the first time, we were joking. We get everyone who called
mm-hmm.
the first time. We, you know, kiki with them. If they don't,
right.
you know, if they can't take the fire, they get out the kitchen. They hang up.
Yeah,
but
she was already set off. Somebody probably told her a bunch of lies. Somebody probably called her with some, you know, erroneous tease, and she came on in defense of herself. And like Kelly said, you know, they probably told her that y'all were reading her and y'all weren't. But then
yeah.
later on, y'all did start to do a little reading of her. I mean, Kelly
yeah,
went in, but that's their
but
thing.
When she called back, no one read her. Mm-hmm. She spoke, and she actually made up a topic,
right.
and everyone was talking about
well,
her topic.
Yeah, well, see, I hung
but
up because
like
I was
you,
told, I was,
just
I
like
hear
I,
that.
You know, I read you, and now we're mm-hmm. speaking now. You know, we can
right.
speak on these terms.
Well, you didn't read me. You tried to read my house.
Oh, I recall
mm-hmm.
that. Oh.
No, you tried to. You didn't read anything, but you tried to. You tried to read my house. But then you and I, we had an exchange which was very, you know, peaceful and understanding. And so I have a new respect for you, and that's why I'm calling here on these terms and not trying to come for you and not trying to act like you're just a malicious person.
Yeah,
but I
don't. When I read, I don't try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all love, Susan. And thank you so much for supporting
you.
My show tonight.
Yeah, I like your show. I like the Tuesday night format, and so I'll be continuing to listen. I'm going to listen online now. But thank you for listening and discussing
and
the matter.
And I thank you for calling in. Thank you.
All right, thank you, darling. Bye.
We have another caller, 804-503. You're live on the Bloody Air. 804-503, you're live on the air.
Wait, Kelly. Can I have the legendary Admiral Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly?
When you talk, all I hear is wah, 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 wah.
Baby. baby. That wah, 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 my ass. So what's going on, Miss London?
Hello, Kelly. Thank you for saving my life.
What's the tea, honey? Well, since it's Hot Topic Tuesdays, over the weekend, I was having a great discussion with some of my kids, and I want to talk about something because it really puzzled me because I just gagged at my kids was having this conversation. Oh, I guess I can't talk about that topic. God damn, buddy.
No, send it to me, Kelly.
What?
Send it to me. And
I need to send it to you. I'm the voice of the people, honey. I can speak for myself.
But I thought you wanted a different image.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth.
You know what? I don't even care. Talk about it. Go ahead.
What? Hello?
Okay. Well, I was having a discussion with my kids the other night to say, and it just puzzled me. It really puzzled me at the conversation I was having with five of my kids here in my house the other night. Okay? And my kids are all in different houses. And it really puzzled me how they say that the legends and the icons are using their status to have these children and having these young children that's new to the scene and everything. And I was really appalled at some of the names. I'm not going to mention names. I'm not going to do that because, you know, then the girl's going to take it as an attack. But I was gagging at some of the names that these people was mentioning and the things that they were doing with these kids. And it was really horrible at how people were saying, oh, yeah, this person say I'm a legend, I'm an icon, if I do this, if I do that with them, you know, I can get this and I can be that in the boardroom scene. And it's really horrible. So that's the topic that I want y'all to talk about here tonight on the radio show. And if anybody's out there listening and you need to call in here private and disguise your voice and tell your story, please come and tell your story because it's becoming ridiculous. And I was just gagging having Sunday dinner with the children, and this is what was being talked about.
Oh, so you talk about things like that over Sunday dinner?
It was just a topic that came up, and I was just gagging at how it just came. It was brought up, and it was being talked about. And I was just gagging at some of the names that was being dropped.
So Kelly,
can I get one name so I can drop it, like here, this Sunday dinner.
Kelly.
Yes.
So basically, you want the people to call in on Hot Topic Tuesdays and either tell their story on how leaders, house parents, are physically abusing them.
Yes!
I don't think that's physically. I think that's sexually.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I was just gagging. I was gagging having this conversation. They were saying, oh, yeah, this person do it, Miss Thing, and this person do it, and that person do it. And I was gagging, Miss Thing. I was really gagging at these names. And the thing they were saying, I was utterly fucking gagging. I'm going to tell y'all.
All right. So everyone out there, listen. This is not the State of Emergency show. This is Hot Topic.
This is not the state of emergency for you
guys.
Just come on here. And
but since you, London, and Maya cannot still seem to get it together, then let the doors open and you guys call in. And I'm sure London and Maya are not afraid to call out names and talk about what Kelly has brought to the table. I'm not going to do anything or interrupt it. But bottom line is, I think you're opening a can of worms.
Baby, I'm not opening a can of worms. I'm just gagging. And I was just gagging at the names that was dropping, Miss Thing. And it's legends and it's icons that they would talk about in the names they would drop. It is going to open up a can of worms, but baby, it's a mess.
So the topic is basically, are you being sexually abused by your house leader?
Baby, and it was just a mess. It was a fucking mess, honey, and I was just
Call in.
Private callers, you could call in.
Private callers, call in, and I will accept private callers. If you need to disguise your voice, we will allow it. If you start attacking someone or being catty, I will hang up on you. But Go ahead. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency show.
And say, you know, what leaders they call in.
But see, that's what the problem is with the ballroom. See, now everyone is afraid to use names. Use the names of the people who are doing this to you. It needs to be known. I don't care what ballroom committee council is out there. I don't care what house you are. I don't care what status you are a part of. Bottom line is they keep sweeping it underneath the carpet. Use the names.
You were getting too into it like it was the Wednesday night show. I'm
London.
You do tonight.
London, don't forget what I can do, okay?
But basically, bitches be scared.
Well, if you're
right,
on the phone lines and you got a story and you want to talk about it, definitely feel free to definitely call in. You know, I'm going to be here. I brought up the topic. I'm going to be here for like the next 45 minutes. I definitely do want to talk about this topic because it's just a mess. And I was gagging that I was actually having this conversation. And this is one of my kids that's in the ballroom scene, but he's not really in the ballroom scene like that. And I was just gagging at this. I was really gagging. So if you're on the phone lines and you like to talk, or you heard a story about something or someone, you can definitely come. It don't have to be you. If you heard a story about somebody, bitch, okay, feel free to definitely call in and press 1, honey. Hold on, we have a caller. 201-898. You're live on the air.
How you doing, Sister Kelly? This is
Chill.
This is the legendary Chill.
Father,
Alpha Ebony, how y'all doing out there? How Jasmine? How y'all doing tonight?
You're doing fine in yourself.
You know what? I just want to definitely give a shout out to my baby, my wife, Claudia Milan. Her birthday is today at 12.
Happy birthday, Claudia! Happy birthday! Yeah. Shout out to Claudia Milan. Today is her birthday. Big up to the motherfucking Geminis. Geminis rule. Geminis stand up.
That's what it is. Definitely the Gemini season. I love her with all my heart. That's definitely what y'all know.
All right. Okay, I know that's right. Yeah, thank you, Chill, for definitely calling in. Big shout out to Cordy. It's her birthday. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Okay, the next caller we have is 404-853. You're live on the air. 404-853. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller we have is 317-853. 833, you're live on the air.
Just listen.
Okay, okay, thank you for just listening. Hold on. The next caller we have is 251. You're live on the air.
You're giving me up the other wagon, man.
Hello, 2155 on the air.
They are in the call with the date.
Okay, baby. Go on, honey. The next caller I have is 410-685. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, London. This is Jason. So since we're going to talk about this, can we talk about Andre DVD Mizrahi making pornos with the young kids in his house?
You can talk about whatever you want.
Because that needs to be put to a stop, because I'm quite sure some of those kids are underage that he's using for his movies. But nobody ever talks about that.
So that's why he stopped making ballroom DVDs and started making porno DVDs.
And everybody knows about it, but nobody talks about it. But you watch them, but you all know that one bedroom is always the same bedroom in all those movies that end up getting leaked onto the end up getting leaked on Facebook or SexTube or whatever. So if we're going to do something, it needs to start there too.
Maybe. Well, honey, y'all want to talk about it, honey, baby. Y'all talk about whatever y'all want, honey. This is the format definitely for it to get out and definitely for it to be talked about because it's becoming ridiculous. A lot of the kids are saying that they really don't want to be a part of it because if they got to be fondled and all types of things and you know, and do sexual acts with people and everything, it's like that's not what they got into the scene for.
Exactly. Why are you pimping your kids out? Oh, you want to be in this house? You want to stay in here? You got to go out on a stroll tonight. You got to bring money into this house while some grown-ass man or woman is laying around not doing nothing and they pimping out kids. It has to stop.
Baby, it really does. It definitely has to stop. We definitely need to get to the bottom of it because it's becoming ridiculous. If you out there and you're listening and you're on the phone line, and we talked about this topic, and you can't get on the phone line and speak because somebody knows your voice or whatever, have one of your girlfriends that the girls don't know their voice come on and, you know, and you feed them your story so they can definitely talk about it on the air, honey.
And, you know, we actually can't help someone that likes it. If the child likes it, then we can't help it.
Put me back in the queue.
Somebody, and if you can't tell your story, but you want to tell your story, and you don't want to tell it to me because you think that I'm going to tell somebody or say something, hit London up on her inbox, or you could definitely hit me up on my inbox. Anything you inbox me is secret. I'm not going to tell anybody your name or anything or say anything. So I got a message. Some kids pay it because they like the life they get when it happens. After it happens.
Right. Like what I said.
So that's why some of the kids pay it. That was a message that was just inboxed to me. So
also,
y'all got any other messages or any other inboxes?
I got an inbox, Kelly. Ivernie and Prestige likes to get the kids with his status.
Oh, no. Maybe. Oh, my God, honey. Maybe it's a mess. This is a mess. I don't know. But I don't understand. So many people have so much to say behind closed doors, but nobody
Hello?
Wants to come out
okay.
and nobody wants to stand
right,
up.
I'm gonna put my phone on mute, all right?
Okay.
Nobody wants to stand up and nobody wants to talk or nobody wants to say anything. How do y'all ever think that this is going to stop if y'all don't get up, if y'all don't stand up and y'all don't say something? Y'all need to start standing up and y'all need to start speaking. When you stand up and you speak, then maybe it will stop. Until then, it's going to continue to happen because you're only voicing your opinion to other people and y'all not voicing your opinion out loud. Once y'all start voicing your opinion out loud, maybe then it will stop. Until then, it's never going to stop. It's going to continue to happen. London?
Wait,
hello?
I'm smoking crack. Wait.
You smoking crack?
Hold on, wait.
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
I said you smoking crack. What type of crack are you smoking?
The Rock.
London, oh, my God, everybody's laughing out loud at me. Why is y'all laughing? I'm dead serious. It never happened to me. I guess because I was fat, let's say, so. But it's something that's really going on. What do you think about this, London?
I think it's a big epidemic because there's a lot of new kids coming out that just want to be microwavable and want to get things so fast. That they think that they can sleep with their member, their house members, and see that the commentators and everyone is getting so much life that, you know, if they sleep with them, maybe they get that life. But, you know, their life just gets done.
I want to know what other people have to think about this topic. I know there's a lot of mothers and fathers that's on the phone line, honey, and I want to know their opinion, or leaders that's on the phone line. I want to know y'all opinion. Do y'all sleep with y'all children? Do y'all father y'all children to get what y'all want? I know it's a lot of y'all on the phone line. Please don't make me call out y'all name because I know y'all numbers. Okay, the next caller we have is 443-934. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, London?
Hello.
This is Marquise. What's up? How y'all feeling tonight?
Marquise.
Hello, Marquise. Do you know anyone that's been sexually harassed?
No, not offhand, but I think that's kind of buck for the parents to do that with their kids. Like, how can your child respect you or call you father and mother if you're trying to have them and lay up with them?
Right.
that's buck to me. I wouldn't dare do that with none of my kids.
Because some people just see these children as meat, and they make them their children, Miss Thang, because, you know, they got other, you know, goals and other things in the back of their mind that they're really thinking about doing with these children.
But if you're having your child, then how, after you finish having your child, how can your child respect you and call you, you know what I'm saying? Give you total respect from that, from both parties.
It's crazy.
They make them their child, but, when you flirt with someone before you make them your child, they don't really look at you as their, you know, parent figure.
I want to say happy birthday to Boogie Revlon today. It's his birthday also. Happy birthday to Boogie.
Happy birthday, brother.
And I think it's someone else, Kelly.
Oh, well, I can only see the people that's
Mike,
on my
Mike,
list.
Mike Ebony.
Who?
Mike Ebony. Ebony.
Uncle Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Uncle Michael. Honey. Oh, no, that's, you talk about Mike Ebony that walks realness, that walks schoolboy realness. It's his birthday. Now, Uncle Michael, Mike Ebony, happy birthday, Mike. Hold on, Marquis, stay right there with us. The next call is 313-638. You're live on the air.
You know who it is. Give me that question again. Hey, London, give me that question again, Kelly.
What question?
What's the question? I just called. I know it's a lot of parents online, so I just had to call. I just wanted to get my point.
Oh, the question is, because I was sitting here on Sunday night, and a couple of my kids came over with a couple of their friends, and they was talking about how they've been being, a lot of kids have been talking to them about being fondled and, you know, and being sexually, you know, harassed, you know, to get life and everything. Not just, and London said the commentators, I'm not saying the commentators, they just said people in general, legends and icons using their status to take and get what they want from these children.
I use the commentators as an example as, you know, they get the spotlight. They're the most in the spotlight, you know?
Wow. Well, if you're gonna have with them and fondle them and do all that, you shouldn't make them your kids. Because
right.
if they're your kids, you're supposed to mentor, nurture, not fondle, suck up, and have. I'm completely against gay parents that have with their kids, house kids or gay kids, all the same. If they call you mama or daddy, that's what you should be to them, just like a mother or a father. And a mother and a father does not have sex with their kids at all.
When you make kids and you have with them, it's easier to call them out for SS every ball.
Somebody hit me up and said that's why they make them their kids.
And that's bad. That's bad. And Kelly, you know I got some fabulous boys. And my boys will kill for me if I say kill. If I say strike, they strike. That's because I have a mother relationship with them. It's never about having no sex and trying to have them or trying to. I sleep. My boys can sleep in the bed with me, and they know, bitch, you stay on your side of the bed, and I'm stay on my side of the bed. But to try to have them, that's totally against the code of ethics of being a responsible adult mother opposed to being a ballroom mother that's just, I want to have because I heard he got a big piece.
Miss Thang, but you know, this lady, you know, you know who you are that's hitting me up, honey, baby. Why don't you just press 1 and come on the phone line?
What they saying?
Baby, they are saying it's so they can have them. It's a lot of them that's doing that. But okay, hold on. They're live on the air.
Hi everybody. Yes. It's me. It's Nicole. Hi everybody on the panel.
Hello, Nicole.
How you feel? You just hit it right on the nose. That's, yeah, y'all want to go left, let's go left, bitch. These kids are gagging. And every last one of them that are 18 and 17 and everything, they are looking for something. They have low self-esteem. You know, they coming into a ballroom scene where they're trying to get appreciation and love and stuff that they didn't get at home. They
right.
are made children of parents because of their meat size, bitch. Mind you, I'm not going to go into names because I keep a record of them. But they have their pictures of their dicks in their phones, bitch. Like, I mean, like, it's serious. They go to the websites that their children are on and look at their meat and stuff like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's serious like that. It's no joke. Somebody talks about my child meat, but I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to hear about that. And like you said, my son could lay in my bed. My daughter could, y'all better be all the way over there. Or I'm going to be all the way over here with my pillow, and it's going to be lying in between me and all my legs. So much is happening outside. Everybody, you know, y'all not calling out names, but there's so many kids. If y'all are out there, please. I mean, it would be very important to tell your story because it's the truth. This is something that nobody won't talk about, bitch. Something I would love to talk about. It's being covered up. So that's why there's no respect for the leaders, because after they have them, they try them. So when they try them, the child starts reading, and then the child was either kicked out the house or talked about or put down or pushed to the back of the line because he's no longer appropriate for the situation. Been there, done that.
Right.
There's also leaders that have been kicked out the house for sleeping with so much kids.
Yeah, I mean, no, you know what? I'm not going to say just mothers and fathers. I'm just saying, you know, leaders, adult, period. We are here. You are a leader of a house. You are a leader of even a nonprofit organization. You are put there to help the child. How do you help them wanting to know how big their penis is? But that's the promiscuousness in this lifestyle. Everybody in everybody's house, I learned that with being a mother, I can only teach and tell them what they shouldn't do or what they, but, you know, them, they all boys in hotel rooms and rooms together or every type of drug. What else?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
This is what we have to look out for, and I feel so sorry for the younger child who's looking for a parent or someone just to love them, and, you know, he got a big meat, he got it. You know how many people we can name that has had a big meat and Kelly that has gotten through from our time just because their meat alone, they have slept with the fabulous one, and you sleep with the fabulous one, and you get a, you know, you get an upgrade.
Hold on, Nicole. Stay right there. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Go ahead, Nicole.
No, I mean, I would like for callers to call in London, bitch. A spirit missing. Who the fuck cares? That's something that you know why? Because they sleep with them, and you know what they also do? They blesses them too, bitch. And that's not fair. It's not fair.
No.
They blesses them.
I'm not going to mention the blessings, but
yeah, me either. I'm not going to mention no blessings because I'm not going to listen it. But like I said, I know it for myself. But, you know, I'm not going to redo that. But, yes, but they bless them. And then you pay them. And then there's the same 21 child at 19 that you slept with that's strandling along, who can't get himself together. He's gagging. He just got, I mean, you know, everything is just fucked up. And now you sit there and say, well, child, I don't got time for that. He wants to do what he wants to do. He's on drugs. He's doing this. Well, it wasn't like that when he was 19 and he was fucking you.
But, Nicola, to go off topic, I have one question for you.
I didn't really come here to go off topic, London.
Do your jaws hurt? Because I heard you have a show 7 days a week.
No, I don't have a show 7 days a week. That's not true. I'm not an internet girl because I couldn't find the pictures that you found on the internet about me.
I'm not mentioning the pictures,
No, but I'm just trying to say everything. I don't do a show 7 days a week. I can't. Like I said, I can't even afford really to do a show, so I'm struggling now. But I'm gonna do what God tells me to do. That's it. No show.
Hold on, we got another caller. 646-472,
your line was
on the air.
This is Mike Haynes, Ebony. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for taking the call, Michael. All we have is a private caller, your line on the air.
Come on, you can do it. Come on, just say the net, come on.
Private caller, your line on the air. Okay, you're gone. This is why I don't take private callers. I try, and somebody's telling me to clear the line. So hold on. If I don't know your phone number and you're not saved in my queue, I'm so sorry, but we're clearing the line. The lines are being cleared now. They said they want the lines
clear. Each little breather we take, I'm going to say a name. So the first one is Atoro Miyake Mugler, is one of the little sleeping with the children.
Okay. The lines are clear, so y'all can call in now. The lines are clear. Let's see what we're going to get with the lines being clear.
I think I'm going to get off this phone because, Dolan, I am the truth. I cannot do this. Dolan.
Are we taking another breather? Okay. Father Mike Mugler. I'll wait for the next breather.
Baby.
However it is, you know, whoever the parents are and whoever, you know, the things is, I think it's totally, completely inappropriate, but I think it's an abomination to do that with a child, to give that child that, to put that child in that position. And when you're done for with him, because the next big dick has came along and it's time to play with them, to just drop them and leave them and read them and do that, it's just so inappropriate. So we set the standards for this lifestyle. That's how it's going to go. So they come out, they get had, blessed, and, you know, sent, and then they go on, back on over there, and then the next one coming, and that's just not fair. So how do we expect anything to be fixed?
Well, I don't know how y'all think we can't fix it. We can't fix it, Nicole. Okay, and I know Nicole, and I know Nicole's telling the truth because Nicole has the same conversations I have, baby. So we can't fix it, Nicole, because we can only do so much, and we can only say so much. Okay,
well, see, but that's why I do what I want.
Ain't nothing
going to
get fixed until these kids stop hearing their motherfucking opinions and they start talking, okay? They can talk to other people about the situation. But
Kelly, Goddess has a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, Goddess.
Oh,
that's Goddess. Hi, Goddess. I did not know. How are you?
It's not Goddess. It's Jasmine.
Oh, hi, Jasmine. I didn't know. How are you? How are you?
Hi, how are you? I have a question. Would you guys, since no one wants to say names and everything, which I don't even know why the topic was really brought up because people are not.
No, I have names. I was just waiting for breathing.
Oh, my God. This child is always cutting somebody off. Since no one is saying names, I want to know, I want to take a poll. Do you guys think it's more femme queens, mothers, female figures, or whatever that are doing this to the kids, or is it more butch queens, fathers, male figures doing this to the children? What do you guys think?
Yeah.
The names that I always see coming across are all guys.
Okay.
Press
well,
one and tell
I,
us
I
what
don't...
y'all think. Is it more female figures? Is it more butch queens? Press one. And call in here and let us know.
Can I say which one I thought it was?
That's the least they can do. Just say if it's the female figures or the males. Yeah. Nicole, yeah.
You know what I've got? I have the poll like you have. It is more of the males, but, bitch, don't be no fool. The female figures, the femme queens are up in there, but it is more of the male. It is more of the male.
All right, another breather. Father Cage Mugler and Father Marco Herrera.
Marco's a female figure.
Oh, shit.
What? You kick... Oh, my God. You kick tackled at that, London.
Wait, you were joking, right?
Yes, you can send me to this person that sent me these things. You could definitely send me a link. You could definitely send me the link.
Kelly, your child that was at your house this weekend, why isn't your child calling in?
I mean, you know, a lot of them is not. You can't call him. You can just see him. He doesn't want to be a part of it. He's definitely, I definitely IM'd him. And, wait, hold on. Send me your number. Send me your number. Send me your house number. I'll call you right now. Alexis is trying to call in. What you call it? He's listening to the show, and he's the one that's sending me over the messages and stuff and everything, but he's not going to call in, and he's not going to say anything.
Okay, but no shade, and I'm not going against him because he should be able to reach out to someone and express himself. But my point is the same reason why he's not going to do it, and he's shared this with you, and you are one of the top people in this barroom that can protect him. You really think that any of these other people are going to call in? You really think any of these other people are going to sit here and say, who are the people that are taking pictures of them? Who are the people who are doing all this stuff? It's not going to happen.
No. His whole, my son, it never happened to my son. My son never fit himself in the situation. But he was just talking about, he was talking about his friends that be talking about it and everything. And I was gagging at the names that they were saying and all the things. But he said it never happened to him, actually. It never happened. But just talking to his friends about it and everything, he was just gagging.
Well, then that's a blessing that it didn't happen to him. But the
Alexis,
line,
you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Alexis.
So before you start talking, Alexis, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, I just want to drop one of the names of the people having with the children.
Thank you.
Alvernian Prestige, he has sex parties here in Philadelphia and has sex with the children. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Wait, another breather. Father Pony Zion, Mother Jack Mizrahi, Halfway Father Camero Blahnik, Zolai Mugler, Graham Mugler, and I'll save the rest.
Okay, Alexis, you're live.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm just listening.
Oh, why are you just listening?
Because I'm trying to get caught. I was handling some other business for this weekend, so I'm trying to get caught up now. Go ahead.
Do you mind sharing what business?
None of your damn business, London.
They're getting the cookout and stuff together for DC.
No, I'm past the cookout, Miss Saint. Fuck wrong with you.
Oh, she getting her services together for DC.
Stay out of my business, Miss Saint.
What do you feel about all that?
Huh? What did you say, Jasmine?
What do you feel about all this, Alexis?
About what? What happened?
About the children being fondled by the legends and the icons and having sex with them and doing all types of favors with them, you know, get a little life and get a thing in the ballroom.
This is how I look at it. Everybody, 95% of everybody in the scene is 18 and up. So, damn it, if you grown enough to smoke a blunt, to drink a beer, to take a bump of K or take a bump of Coke, you grown enough to know what's right for motherfucking wrong. Now, granted, granted, there are some who are not of age, or some of them, even if they're not 18, they still know right from wrong. Now, granted, there are some that gets fondled while they're asleep, you know. And if you don't say nothing then, and you just, you know, let it continue to go, then you can't blame nobody but yourself. But I mean, we're all grown. You know, when you half of these the younger generation is fucking and sucking more than the younger ones, the older ones. So I mean, they know what they're doing. And if you think you're gonna suck a dick or let somebody suck your dick for you to get 5 minutes of fame, then okay, then you just do what you do. But don't complain about it after you done did it and you didn't get what you want. Come on, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Can I say something, Alexis? I totally disagree. I think that a 16-year-old, sometimes they think that he's 21-year-old. Him being ambitious and them being out there and wanting to be a part of the world may make him feel like that. He is a 16-year-old. His mind frame is not the same mind frame when he's 25 years old. So the things that he wouldn't do when he was when he wouldn't do at 25 that he did at 16, it comes from learning. So to say that a child that comes out into a fag life from a family who has not given them love, who they feel neglected from, and they come out and they got balls and they got house mothers and they got all these different things, they follow the protocol. But that's what children do. Children do what they are taught. So they're still children. So they 15 years old. You seen Face what he said. They said he was 14 and grown people was wanting to have sex with him. So, I mean, he was scared. At 14 years old, he was scared. He said, I didn't know. It wasn't to say, well, okay, well, he had sex with them. He knew what he was doing. That's not to say that. That's 15, 14, 16. No, I say 18. And even the 18-year-old that I know about, they know more about the life instead of real life. And their mind frame is not focused on structure, responsibility, or loving themselves. It's focusing on trying to fit in. They want to fit in. So does it make it right that somebody wants to fit in and we take advantage and manipulate the situation to get what we want to bring them in?
You finished, Nicole?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Like I said, this is just my opinion. A lot of people know what's right for wrong. Like I said, now you do have some that don't know. And I'm not talking, but I'm talking about these ones who know what the fuck they're doing. They know what they're doing. But just because they don't get the results or whatever that was promised to them, then they want to complain. But you didn't have no problem when it was time for you to get that effect together, and they ran up in the store to get what you needed, knowing what the outcome or what the expectancy was going to be. It was no problem
Kelly.
Then.
Let me ask you a question, Kelly.
Wait,
how many times when we were young?
Someone wrote, you want to go before I read it?
Okay, let me ask Kelly one question. How many times when we were young coming up that you were approached by either young dyke or young butch queen because they was told to go to you because you're going to do this, 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 and that?
Baby, alive.
But a young child was told, listen, get with her. She going to take care of you. She going to make sure you write and everything, and you going to get to the board. He's 16 years old. She's 16 years old.
Nicole, you missed my point. I said there are some people who don't know, but then there are those who do.
But they only still know what they was told. Because you
said you mean to tell me. If you're 20 years old and I tell you, okay, go to so-and-so, have her, because she's going to get what you need. You don't have enough common sense to know that's not what you want, but because you want fame or you want this effect, you're going to do it?
I'm not making an excuse for it, but let's go to real psychology, depending on the situation
but
and where they come
from. Listen to
this.
This one might answer your question. Okay, finally.
Go ahead.
R.R. May gave quite a few statuses back in the day to have with the kids. Then say he only messes with straight guys so he wouldn't get clocked. Jay Connick fucked Lana. I'm not going to lie, I fucked him when I was 16 to get caught out at breakfast club here in Philly.
No, that was not me. Thank you.
Did you guys hear me or was that... Loud.
Go ahead, London.
I had to mute my phone because the train. Well, oh, wow, wait.
Okay.
London, repeat that again because I heard part of it.
Okay, did you hear the whole RR situation? Basically,
start from the beginning, London. Please.
Okay, RR gave quite a few statuses back in the day to the kids he had with. Didn't say he doesn't. He only messes with straight guys, so he wouldn't get clocked. Jay Blahnik fucked a lot of Blahniks. I'm not going to lie. I fucked him when I was 16 to get caught out at Breakfast Club in Philly.
Wow.
Well, Lord, he knew right from wrong. But he did it because he wanted to get 5 minutes, 5 seconds of fame, right?
Right.
So who
got,
are you to blame? Are you to blame Jay for... Are you to blame Jay for having him, or are you blaming the child?
Both.
Oh, okay then. I don't have no problem.
They said, Kelly, you had quite a few misses, and Alexis, you had quite a few of your kids as well.
Oh, first of all, hold on, Kelly. Let me do this. First of all, whoever the fuck you are, let me explain something to you. All 12 of my kids will tell you I have no sexual desires for them. None of my house kids that when I was in the house with them, I have ever played with them. I do what the fuck I did because I was loyal to my house. It was never about a have with any motherfucking body. Now, if I had anything, it's because we both wanted to have each other.
Is it because they were asleep?
I don't play with people in their motherfucking sleep, bitch. Because if you ain't up and at them, I don't even want to be bothered.
Okay, I don't even deal with the boss lady of the house of Mizrahi. Yes, I did play with kids in the house of Mizrahi because they wanted to play with me and I wanted to play with them. When I became mother, I never had any of my motherfucking children as Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I never had any of my children. Anybody I played with back in the days before I became mother, it stopped. It never happened. It never went down. I would never, ever play with any of my children. But don't come for me, faggots, because I didn't send for you.
Maybe y'all want to play with my kids. If y'all want to play with them, that's fine. I agree with you, Kelly.
I will agree with that. You just clarified it. Because that's exactly what I meant about opening a can of worms, because you did the same motherfucking thing, but you did clarify it. As mother, you did tone it down. So, yes, I agree with you. All right. But you got to remember a couple of things, though, Kelly. When you weren't mother, you still had kids that looked up to you as a mother. And that was one of the problems back then as well. Even though you didn't have the title of mother, they still looked up to you as a mother because the ones that were mother was not really mothers to them. That's why they all looked at you as mother. Because there was a lot of fake mothers in the house. So that's where the problem lied at one time as well.
Hold on, we got some callers. 443-570, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. I just have a question. Are we talking about grown men and women molesting children, or are we talking about mothers, fathers, and leaders of the ballroom claiming to be mothers and fathers?
Yeah, we're talking about both.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing, because if Alexis is saying that they're 20, they're not children.
Well, it's still 20, but these people, these children, it's like, I'm talking about, it's even, it's watching 17, 18, and 19
I'm
years old.
I'm talking about what Nicole and you were talking about, Kelly. I'm talking about the children. That's what I'm talking about.
The teenagers, the new fresh young meat, honey, that's all that's out, that's not tainted, but they're being...
What age makes it a child to you? What about which, when you say children, where do you stop from children in the mind from? Where do you stop from?
And my opinion, honestly, teenagers, period. That's why they are teens. They are teenagers.
Right.
All of us
Amen.
Know how we were when we were teens. And as you are an adult and you are lusting for a teenager and you having sex parties and you're using your status and all this stuff to get them into your realm, then there's something terribly wrong with you, period. And y'all can place me back on hold. This topic is bad.
Okay, the next caller is 404.
Let me get two junior cheeseburger deluxes, a medium fry, and a 99-cent frosty.
You are Wendy's 404-688.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God. Hello?
You are Wendy's. What's the?
Hey, Auntie. I didn't mean to press one.
Thank you.
I was like.
Thank you, son. Please, straighten it
out.
Like
his mother. Always at a drive-thru.
Like his auntie with a big cup of Kool-Aid and sitting in front of the computer, bitch.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I just want to say for the record that I've never had any of my children. Any of my kids can attest to it, my boys and my girls, I never did. And I feel like if you are having your children, then they will never respect you or look at you in any type of respectful or adult manner ever again. And I think that's horrible. But these leaders, whether they know or they not, will definitely be having these children because they feel like they have, you know, they can, it's just choice for them to do it. Some of these kids, they're not even kids, like Nicole said, and like you said, Kelly, some of them not even kids, they're in their 20s and beyond, and they having these doggone people because they want a little status or they want some items or something like that away. I just think that's horrible. And I think, you know, trying to manipulate people, whether they're in their teens or they're older, I think it's just horrible, period. I'm sorry, if I establish you as my son or my daughter, that's just what you're going to be to me, and that's it. Period.
Thank you, Moni.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
That was Naima, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was Moni.
Oh, I thought so.
No, that was Monique, I think.
No, that's me.
That's
Naima.
I thought so.
Naima, oh, you sound just, that's that Baltimore accent.
I have a cold. That's probably why.
Oh, okay, you sound just like me.
No, Naima, you sound the same, Naima.
Baby, it's just a mess. It really is. It's crazy.
I don't know
how you got me in the middle of this shit, Kelly.
What?
So, Alexis, do you have any names?
Names for what?
Alexis, do you have any names? Baby, somebody
let me
walk in. They said, oh my God, it's just so much.
What they say? Tell them.
Baby, it's a mess, honey. It's just a mess. They sent me a link, but I don't know how to work the link to get to this page and all types of stuff. You know, I send it over to London. Honey, they sent me this link and everything, but I don't know how to work this link that they sent me, honey.
Click on it, dummy.
What?
I have a few people in my Vidster, but I have so many I haven't organized it yet. And I have a few raw companies have sex parties at night. He records, but my source hasn't gotten me with all the ballroom names yet, and I have the link. Wait, I think I have two names. Richo. R-E-E-C-H-O Escada Milan and Martez Miza are in those videos.
That's Rico Escada.
Oh, that's Rico. You have to say Rico.
Rico! Ricola!
Sonny.
Baby, it's a mess, Sonny.
Do you have any more callers, Kelly?
No, nobody's not pressing one. No, everybody's scared into a walk, honey.
You know, when it comes to things like this, the girls get really nonchalant, honey. Girls don't want to talk.
I'm going out with my sister.
Vogue night?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a Vogue night girl.
Ooh. Audrey, don't try me, baby. I've been to Vogue nights in over a month.
She's a mini ball legend, London.
Yeah, I am a mini ball legend, Miss Fair Girl. But why?
You only go there when new people come into town.
Who in town, London? Tell the truth. Who in town?
My date.
Kelly.
My new date.
Kelly! So listen, let me read it to you verbatim because I don't want you to say I'm lying. So today I was on the train. I was on my way to go to school to finish my paperwork for financial aid. So I get this inbox. I'll call you back. I get this inbox, and they said that, hold on, let me read it to you. Put him out. No, he will answer me. I got some tea on Kelly. I'll call you back. But she and I don't kiki like that, so I don't want to pump it. But I'll tell you anyway, but the girls gave Kelly got her ex pregnant, which is one of the reasons they broke up. And I was like, flatline. They was like, ha, ha, ha. So that's what they give, and apparently Jack was reading her, calling her a motherfucker, and putting emphasis on mother because she got the dyke pregnant. Now, like I said, so that's what they
So, Kelly, do you have a baby out there?
Hold on.
Do you have a white conkara there? Oh, I have more. That's the Escada way. Father Main Escada, sleeps with the kids, still have and still do, along with Mother Tio Escada. They have ultimate duo.
Hold on, y'all. Oh, Alexis.
Yes, I'm here.
So now, what would the girls say? Because I'm multitasking right now.
What you got, a dick in your mouth and a dick in your ass? Hold on, I got to open up my messages again, girl. Well, in a nutshell, they said you had got raped and pregnant. That's why she left you, and you wanted to keep the baby, and she didn't.
Oh, damn. Damn, girl. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Well, that's what, I mean, you know, I don't make this shit up.
Well, maybe I'll ask. Tell him I'll ask Raven tomorrow when she comes over and pick up the dog.
I'm pretty sure. I know, that that's what came through my inbox. So as a reporter, I was just reporting it.
I'll ask her when she comes to pick up our son tomorrow, baby. Is she pregnant? Because I know nothing about this. It's news to me. Baby. The girls always want a story about me. Baby, the girls can't. You can't get a story about me unless I'm gonna give it to you. So I wish this.
So Kelly, you going to vote nice with your date? That's why you ain't call me all day.
Yeah. Me and my new date is stepping out.
Okay, girl. Let me go ahead and get ready there.
For what?
I'll meet you there.
No, you stay in the house.
Alexis Snow will be in the building.
We don't need you out. Only one big girl is allowed in the club at a time.
Girl, first of all, girl, you know you don't want me to come out.
Kelly, you're not considered a big girl anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, baby. When I tell y'all, baby, I was on the motherfucking train last night, baby. I was getting cold chills and everything from the air conditioning and everything. It's ridiculous. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to y'all and say this is the first time, and motherfucking I got on the scale today. This is the first time, and I think about 7 years that I've been in the 200-pound area, honey. I weigh 285 pounds now. I'm fucking gagging.
Oh
in 7 years.
That's lovely.
Yes, it is. I got 85 more pounds to go. And I'll be going to the gym with my son, Foxy Milan. Alexis, you need to come.
To Vogue night?
To the gym.
Oh, sure.
Bitch, first of all, I told you that the other night when you was laying in the bed sick, that when I got back, we was going to start going to the gym.
Yeah, baby, we need to get up in there, honey, baby. Baby, baby. But I tell you, Alexis, I was on that bike. I was on that bike and on that treadmill and this other thing that you swing your arms and you on it and push it with your legs and stuff for 20 minutes apiece, bitch, on all of them. Baby, you know. But those boys in the gym in the Bronx, they cocks a little, Miss Thing.
Oh, are they? Well, we need to come down. We need to go to Brooklyn or to Harlem, girl.
That's what I said. I need to go to a Planet Fitness in Brooklyn or Harlem where the boys going to have big cocks at to, you know, to make me want to.
That'll be the motivation.
Huh?
That'll be our motivation.
Yeah, I mean, I was still motivated because my son Foxy was there, and he was like, Ma, stay on this bike for 20 minutes, stay on this thing for 20 minutes. So I was motivated by that. But, baby, I want to go without him. I want to go without my son and still have motivation, and I need the big cocks to be around. And those boys had little cocks in the Bronx.
No, that's not motivate. That's distraction. You need no distraction.
That's motivation, London.
Motivation, London.
Of course they're going to have shriveled up cocks. They've been working out, you know, not really, you know, paying much attention to it. So they're shriveled.
Well, I need something that's going to keep me motivated when my son's not there. And Alexis ain't going to do that. So I need a big cock. Because, you know, I make sure I go to the bike and the treadmill that's right in front of the weights so I can look at the boys while they're doing the weights.
Well, Kelly, listen, when I start school, I can meet you up there because I already be in the city.
Yes. Honey, in London, if you in town, you can come and meet us, too. Because you sound a little heavy, too, from time to time.
And we all can wear skirts.
No, I wear my spandex, my sports bra, and my tank top. I want my titties, you know, clashing all over the place and stuff.
That's all you got to offer.
Good luck. But after I finish losing this weight, I'm going to have a lot more to offer.
But I'm still moaning, so I don't want to gain any muscle, so.
Oh, shit. You're moaning?
I moan every day, yeah.
Why are you moaning?
I don't stop. Stop.
Oh. Yeah. I know, that's right. So, hold on. Let me see if we have any callers, honey. Let's see if anybody pressed one on our topic. No, nobody's not pressing one, honey. Girls just want to sit here and the girls just want to listen, honey. And they want to sit over names, honey.
And
I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriends in New Jersey, honey. Tanae and the crew and all the girls in Jersey. And also, I forgot, and I've been meaning to mention this and bring it up. I forgot the young lady's name. It was this young lady on 125th Street before I left to go to Atlanta. And I seen her, and she seen me, and she said she was a fan of the radio show, and she listened to the radio show faithfully with one of her friends. And I forgot her friend's name, but if you know who I'm talking about, to the lady, and she gave me $20 and said she'll pay for my cab and everything, I want to shout you out and thank you for the $20 for my cab and shout you and your girlfriend out for definitely listening to my show and being a part of the show. So I want to definitely shout you out. I forgot your names because, you know, I went into the hospital the next day after I seen y'all. But if y'all out there listening, shout out to y'all, okay? Work.
Wait a minute. So, Kelly, you took my money for the cab and somebody else had already paid for your cab, too?
Excuse me?
You're a tired bitch. I don't know if y'all mentioned this already, but
Wait, hold on, Alexis, before you say something. Somebody hit me up and said, do you think that the girls are going to try to jump you when you get smaller? I think about a lot of things like that, but baby, I think that's gonna intimidate girls even more because, bitch, if the way I've been tearing the girls' ass up big, bitch, they're gonna think even shorter about trying to fuck with me when I'm small because I can move a little bit faster.
And you already could run fast, so you may run a little faster.
Yes.
Whatever. I don't know if y'all said this already, but I want to wish happy birthday to Mike Ebony.
Yeah, we said that
already.
Don't cut me off no more.
Honey. I want to wish Lala Ebony from Texas, from Houston, Texas, a happy birthday. Her name is on my list. I'm going through the girl's name that's on my list on Facebook. She's a Gemini. You know, I'm going to mention all my Geminis and give all my Geminis their birthday shout-out. To Jay Kareem, that's on my list. I want to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kim.
I want to wish Squeeze West a happy birthday. That's on my list. I want to wish Cecilia Khan a happy birthday. That's my sister China from Philadelphia. Her husband, he's a Gemini. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to him. Corey Scott, that's on my list. I want to wish him a happy birthday. Alicia Keys, that's on my list. I want to wish you a happy birthday. I'm going, whenever I'm on the radio doing Gemini season, and I'm going to get all my Geminis that's on my list a happy birthday shout out, because you know I am a Gemini.
Right, that's that double side.
Okay, so baby, don't play with it. Howdy, okay.
Now, you ain't no big. I mean, well, you are a big bull, but you're not no. You know, you're not.
I'm not big bull.
Yeah, honey. Well, you know,
I told
y'all I was only gonna be here for a little while with y'all. Don't forget to listen to my sister's show tomorrow night, and I will definitely be coming on the air tomorrow night to be a part of her topic tomorrow night. It's just going to be the State of Emergency Show, episode 14, and it's with the legendary CEO and founder, Jasmine Couture. They're definitely going to tell you what the topic is going to be tonight before they hang up, or it's definitely going to be out on Facebook tomorrow. Alexis, Nicole, and everybody else, I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom, or whatever chat line Alexis picks somebody up off tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all for loving me. London, I'll see you back here on Monday when we'll definitely be recapping what happened, what I've seen in Miami. So girls, be aware, because mother will be in Miami and I got my camera.
Well, girl, all the flicks that you made last year.
You said what?
Oops.
Oh, Alexis call drop. Oh, damn. Hold on, London. Let me get Alexis back for you, London, before I leave. Hold on. Her call drop. Honey,
okay.
I keep telling these girls about these Metro PCSs, honey.
I believe she said all the videos you made.
I didn't make any videos last year because I wasn't there last year. I was in D.C. last year. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, that Metro dropped?
Bitch, you know I ain't got no motherfucking Metro. Don't you try me, bitch. What the fuck wrong with you?
I thought your Metro had dropped.
Bitch, you know you hung up that motherfucking phone, you motherfucking sway back well, you.
Oh, Miss Stag Girl! I'll see y'all later, Miss Stag Girl. I'm gonna call you and give you the E.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, y'all. I love y'all.
Bye, Abby. Say. So, are we just supposed to sit here and, like, wait for people to, like, build up the courage to press one? No, really. Because I just can't. So if anyone just wants to just let it all out and press one, please do it. Don't be shy. You don't have to say your name. You know, you can say it quickly and exit the building, please. But where's Maya Angelou? Oh, 443-570, you're live on the air. Nicola, are you still there?
Yep, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, Lucy.
443-570, you're live on the air.
Yes, Lucy.
Sweetie, since you can make up that voice, you can say a name.
Yes, Lucy.
Lucky. Please just exit. I got 404 698. You're live on the air.
This country again. I'm just listening.
You don't have
country. Did you hear what it says?
He's gone. Private caller, you live on the air.
I got two questions for Alexis.
What, girl? What you want? What you want?
So, bitch, the first question is, who you keep telling that you gonna call back over there? That phone keep chiming over there.
Girl, stay off my line. Listen, I don't know who worse, you or that motherfucking Kelly. They, when, as long as I pay the bill for 347-703-1516, call me.
Okay, well, the second
that question. That was a deep ringtone. That was a ringtone for someone you really like.
Well, I got my second question is, so, Alexis, being that you was over there having yourself a con-fantastic day today, going to D.C. to have yourself a con-fantastic weekend?
You know what? I love girls like you. I love them. So when I roast your motherfucking ass, you will not understand why. Because this contestant roasting.
You know what, Naima?
Uh-huh.
I was moving one time, and I was meaning to put regular fuel, but I ended up putting diesel in the U-Haul truck, and it got stuck on the highway, and I was sitting there. I was just gagging, but I used the wrong fuel, Alexis. I was supposed to be using regular, but I used diesel. And diesel didn't go.
So what y'all trying to do is make it hot. That's what y'all trying to do. That's what y'all trying to make it hot. But maybe y'all better tread motherfucking lightly with me. Y'all already know, because
I meant to use diesel.
You know what? Okay. All right. I'm one of y'all. I'm one of country for destruction.
Oh, girl, you ain't going to do that,
Miss Nicole, we have had good talk together. So I'm just going to tip around this subject and keep it cute. But Naima, let me tell you something. Because, Miss Nicole, you know I'm a champ at this shit. I don't play. I'm a thoroughbred champ. Now, Naima, let me tell you one thing. Now, all them boys that you done been, girl. Okay, that's what I thought.
All
right. That's what I thought. Because I smoked this blunt on your ass. All right,
calm down.
Okay,
calm
thank
down.
You.
I
told y'all, don't play with me. Don't play with me.
She crows the white flag.
Don't play.
We have another 202-560. You're live on the air. I guess that's someone getting did by a house father or something.
Oh, no way.
You have it. Where's the vine?
I can't believe them. Ooh.
Wait, again, 202-560, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Oh, someone's coming to land in the plane. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Just listening, sorry.
Sweetie, do you have any name?
Oh, take me over.
What? This is so sad.
I cannot believe y'all.
Oh, they said that was Rodney. Someone said the 202-560 was Rodney. Is the 202 back? Rodney, you can just speak. Oh, no, he's not back. But are you guys done? Naima, are you going to talk about it?
You said what?
Are you going to talk about it?
No. Alexis, she trying to get cute. I was only trying to make a little
y'all
joke.
Y'all came for me. I did not say
no,
for y'all.
No, because, see, you act like you got more business than the FBI got over there trying to find a damn fugitive in a third world country.
Well, honey, I was handling business. I don't get on you when you handle your business.
Well, who was that over there calling you?
Why? We're not going to even talk about who called your phone.
No, we won't talk about who called my phone.
Thank you.
But don't try to get cute on here, Miss Claus.
You and Nicole came for me. Y'all
no,
started
Nicole
with me.
No, Nicole sealed the deal, honey. When she got
you first. Started it.
I didn't say the name,
listen,
Nicole.
Listen. Listen, Smokey.
Wait a minute.
You just keep it cute.
Mm-hmm.
What house is Smokey from?
you know what I thought. The same house. Yeah, you better laugh.
They tried me in that chat room calling me this $5 foot long. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. $5. I have more names if
so,
I...
So, Alexis, you still didn't answer the question. Yeah. Are you going to have yourself a contastic weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to smoke this blunt and tip around this post and act like a real champ.
Someone said Alexis and Vanna are going to have a fantastic week.
Who the fuck is Vanna?
And the cons are about to roll up in that pussy, screaming con in the building.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I have more names. Man Prodigy, Hank Prodigy, and G Prodigy, and Daryl Garcon with her kids.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Miss Alexis Clark?
What day, girl,
what? What day you playing on leaving to hit it to D.C.? Do you
have something wrong?
Do you have your...
No, not at all. Enjoy.
So, Alexis, you've been dishing for the past 24 hours?
London. Don't follow Smokey up over there, okay?
So, I think you're really getting
Smokey
ready.
Happening. Smokey Ebony.
Waves Church fan.
Hello.
A Smokey Revlon.
Hello.
Okay. Smokey Torn.
But you gotta admit, Alexis, Nicole, no shade, sealed. Oh, dig at the phone.
Shut up.
Put them on speakerphone.
I can. When they call back, I sure will.
Do it.
Hold on. Wait till they call back.
No, ain't no way till they call back. You get your cute ass on there and call them.
And let's get this private caller. Private caller live on the air.
Hello? I called in to give a shout out to the House of Felt. And
okay.
I want to send a shout out to my son, you know, he think he a woman, and I still need some help for my son.
Okay, my nigga. Do you have any names?
Oh, for my son, I think he a woman.
Do you know if your son is getting fucked by his house father or mother?
Well, he say he's still a virgin, so I don't know how he... Know that he like men if he ain't never had sex with them.
Okay, caller, I can tell you live in the projects, so I'm not going to keep you too long.
What you say, Margaret Thatcher? I ain't understand you. What you say?
Yeah, Mama Black. We're going to go to the next private caller. Thank you.
I thought y'all was going to be able to help me up on here.
There's too many lost kids around here in this ballroom scene. We can't help you, sweetie.
Oof.
Well, they told me to call in this number that I'll be able to help me with my son. Because he has an identity issue.
She sounds like a hurt victim.
She sounds like a burnt victim.
No, I said a hurt victim.
I'm hurt because I thought I had to give birth to a son, but he said he a wolf. So I just start going and get off here and smoke me some marijuana.
Good. Thank you. Bloody.
Where'd Jasmine go in?
Right. CEO, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, Jasmine, what's up? Bitch, I'm over here talking on the phone. I ain't even say hi to her. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Nahima.
So, Jasmine, are you ready for
Someone else sent me another message. They said Kelly can't talk, though, because she made Mike silly father for the tour, and he plays.
You said what?
What is that noise?
What'd you say, Nanda?
Okay, they say Kelly can't talk, though, because she made Mike Philly Father Couture, and he plays with his kids, too.
Oh. Mike Philly Father. Who's that?
Mother, do you know about that?
I know that she didn't make Mike Father Philly Couture. We made Mike Father, so it's not no individual in this house. But, I'm not aware of that.
Well, since Jasmine, you live down there in Florida, you going to Sizzle for this weekend?
I don't do those types of festivities. Plus, I live about 3.5 hours outside of Miami, so it's not, that close to me.
Oh, okay.
But I don't deal with those types of festivities.
I don't know, child, if I live down there, honey, I don't know, depending on my experience and something like that, I probably would go, honey, to be all out. I know Alexis Clark would love it.
And someone else sent me a message. They said, tell Naima to stay off Ubu with the boys. We don't like seeing trannies jack off.
Thank you.
No, what? What? I don't know. What? What you mean, thank you, Alexis?
Ooh.
I know you're not talking to Alexis. Well, you be over there showing them titties and that ass and everything, honey, and be caring. You know what? Okay.
I just said thank you, girl. I didn't. Don't get mad with me.
Ain't no thank you, honey.
How the kids say, the tease is coming out. The tease
ain't no
is coming
tease
out.
Coming out. I don't know. Because you're trying it.
Oh, that's the tea.
No, that was not me. Thanks.
We'll get your tea going.
Girl, I'm telling you, stay clear.
It's like every time you come on here, there's a tea about you.
What happened on London?
It's like every time you come on here, there's more tea about you.
I don't know about
she keeps slinging that third leg over there, girl. The Bush Queens love her. She get them over there and want to play. She want to play PS3 with them and get them all smoked out and stuff. And then she want to play in their yams and all that. Girl, she just be carrying.
She basically snake charms them.
Oh, my God. Alexis. Okay, did you want to give out tea? Bitch, we're not going to talk about how you get full over there. You want to get up in threesomes and get slayed to
it's
the hell.
It's my prerogative.
What happened?
Do what I want to do. It's my prerogative.
No, because you're going to try and go talk about I want to get them over here, get them smoked up. And
girl, you do, girl. You bait the trade of the, no, not the trade, the little young Blitz Queen. See, now
you know, no. Don't, no. No, I do not.
See, Naima is one of the ones y'all need to talk to. She tell the kids she got candy and smoke and PlayStation, and she get them over there.
Candy, Naima.
Wait a minute. What you say over there? Bro? You had to catch the phone over there in her sidebar.
So So Naima, what kind of candy you got over there? Do you have
licorice?
No,
licorice. She got Snickers, Baby Ruth, Three Musketeers.
You bitch. You and Strider.
She's a tranny top, honey.
No, I'm not.
So she's Mother Trick or Treat.
Yes.
I don't be saying nothing about you when you be full. As you cut up in your threesome, you'll get back up on that chat box to try to get you some more snacks over there.
Okay, girl.
Do I say anything about that?
Alexis loves to feel her jewels.
When you be on your excursions, walking around there on 98th.
Now you lying.
You be full, girl. You be out there on 98th on the prowl.
So, girl, you ain't going to tell her how you put on the tight jeans with no tuck strap on and walk across the street to the laundromat.
No,
and
I
try
don't.
To mess with the trade.
You know what? Y'all need to hang Alexis up for the night.
Y'all
wait, someone knows
it means you see Nicole got quiet.
No, you got to catch Nicole over there sidebarring. You got to catch her. If you keep real quiet, you got to catch her.
I ain't get quiet, Alexis, girl. What you got, baby? What you got? Because I ain't got none of that.
Oh, Nicola, they said that you have some pictures of Smoke's penis and ass in your phone.
No, I'm not going to even reply to the no. That's no, never. I've never done anything with my kids. And last time I went with somebody in my house, it was Dante Icon, and we both were children. And I, no, never, never. I'm sorry. I couldn't even respond. Not a child, not a mother, not as a leader. I've never. No, you're my friend, you're my brother, you're my child. That's what you are.
And someone said, oh, they're calling again, Alexis.
Hold on. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's your dog?
Nothing. Sitting on the phone talking to my friend.
Oh, you at the pair?
Yeah, I'm at the house.
I'm about to come over there.
Listen, give me a few minutes. Like, give me like 10, 15 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, and call me in like 10 or 15 minutes.
All right. Mm.
Oh.
Sam, I'm on my way too.
Bitch, how the fuck you coming over here for?
I'm
I don't come
up.
Over there when you having the Butch Queens.
Whatever.
But you know, at least you let everyone know, you let all your girlfriends know what you're about to do, you know, so everyone knows.
Yeah, well, Alexis Snow is over there getting ready to get full.
No,
actually, listen,
let me explain something to you. First of all, let me tell everyone out there listening. One thing about Alexis, she is 33 years old. She take care of herself, okay? So whatever she chooses to do is her prerogative. I don't get on nobody about how much weed they smoke, how many drinks they drink, how much K they bump. What I do is my business, because guess what? I take care of myself. When I start borrowing money like the other these bum bitches to get full, then that's when a problem comes in. So with that being said, bitch, I'll sniff from here to motherfucking bumfuck Egypt, and as long as I take care of myself, I'm good.
But you know what, though? Speaking of sniffing, Miss Alexis Snow.
Yes,
you know,
already know.
I guess, you know, right. I guess the girls will never get you with a bullet because you'll probably smell it a mile away before it gets you, huh?
Well, maybe. Well, if not, we'll use your third leg to knock it out the park.
Don't try it. Like
you be knocking the boys' boxes out.
I know I do not. You gonna stop sitting on this phone telling those lies?
Nah.
Like, I got more tea. Dexter Ebony tries to have the kids and tries.
Okay,
to
I'm about to hang up this phone.
Jeans and sneakers.
I'm about to hang up. Right
you
now.
Said what?
I'm about to hang up right now.
What did you just say?
They said that Dexter Ebony tries to have the kids and tries to get the girls with jeans and sneakers. Someone's teapot is ringing.
Wow.
So
they're really investigating this.
You got to give every wave church finger, honey.
In the water.
I ain't
going to
even say that.
When she hit the fan, because I know y'all there listening, when she hit the fan, I don't want nothing to do with it.
In the water.
Yes, come on, Nicole. God's going to trouble the water.
If you're in trouble, that's
fine. Yeah, I already know Dexter is going to call in.
Exactly.
And he's going to come right through. Dexter, call in.
Yeah, Dexter.
Wait. Who said that to you, London?
So Naima, listen, hold on, wait. So Naima, the little light skinned boy with the glasses on that you be having out of the little group on Facebook, he y'all not gonna smoke a blunt and play PS3 tonight?
Wait, the little light skinned huh? What?
The little light skinned boy that stay in Jersey with the glasses, bitch, you know who I'm talking about.
You said, do we have any what?
Okay.
Come again.
Hey, okay. I'm trying to find their names right.
Hold on, I'll find his name. Hold on.
No, that's all right. I know who you're talking about. You don't need to announce the name.
I told y'all about playing with me.
I know you're not talking about after that butch queen came over there and heisted his yams up in the air for you.
Which one?
Is his name Ray?
The one that you want to have, that you want me to send over there to you? Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You won't get it, sweetie.
Finally calling, you're on the air.
I'm a woman.
Oh, shit.
Hey, if you believe, well, the person who believes they're a woman, do you have a name?
Yeah.
Not your name, but a name of someone who's doing something to some.
I'm not really into the Bible.
Thank you, caller. But Alexa, the name you were talking about, is his name Ray?
No, it's not Ray.
I got a topic. Who deserves to win American Idol tomorrow?
Is that black boy still on there?
They got rid of him last week.
No, she lost.
Oh, no. Did y'all see, what's the name tonight, Dancing with the Stars? You see, what's the name one? The black guy and the girl? I can't think of their name offhand.
No.
Is anybody watching, what is it, America's Got Talent?
No, not yet.
Well, yeah, they got some.
Wait,
dress. They got some. Huh?
Did anybody watch Scandal besides me?
No, have mercy.
No, I didn't see it.
If you don't sit your scandalous ass down somewhere, you trying
anybody
to get into a scandal
anybody
now?
Anybody watch Revenge?
Oh yeah, I seen that, but I fell asleep on it. Now that's the one to watch, Revenge.
There's a lot with these people.
You know what? I got a topic. Okay. Now, I know this is, Hot Topics Tuesday and everything like that. And, and I'm glad Nicole is on the phone because there's some people on the phone, and Jasmine, you on the phone too, that we can, I don't know if y'all really want to go in deep with this, but I always wanted to bring this topic up on here. And that is religion. Now,
controversy.
What happened?
Controversy. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm trying it.
No. Religion and politics is always a controversial topic. Go ahead.
Okay.
To me,
okay, I have noticed in different religions and different organizations and stuff like that, around the world or what have you, they have these views of how the world started, how the world's going to end. They have their own laws within their religion of what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and that God is the ultimate, and there's a greater evil in the world. All these religions have these things in common. But to me, that I have noticed in religion is that religion creates separation amongst the human race. No matter what color you are to me, to me it creates separation, and it creates judgment amongst everyone. And I believe, this is just my opinion, but I believe that there is a bigger picture here that we are missing. But because we are under so different religious organizations and law and governed laws, that we are missing whatever the bigger picture is. And I think the bigger picture could possibly be that what if you went throughout this whole lifetime just to find out what you actually believed in, it wasn't ever really real. It was what you, you know, made yourself or perceived yourself to believe. And what if this world was really based off of belief, what you actually believe and what you don't believe?
That's really, I like that. That's really difficult. You know what I say to that?
I'm a Catholic.
You Catholic? Me personally, I listen from the Bible. Who I listen to is more of the Christian, Joyce Myers, Joe Osteen, T.D. Jakes, because they teach when they preach. So I don't have to get into the whole thing of preaching that, all the different
right.
dramatics that come with some of the religions. I just want to hear the preaching, and they use examples and stuff for preaching. But for me, I think the best way to have a relationship, I do believe that God, I do believe that's the Father, and I do believe that there was a son. Some religions doesn't believe in Jesus. Some religions just think that it's God. But I do believe that there's a son, there's a son of God. And I look towards the Bible to really, I don't follow the rules of a set religion because, like you said, you're not supposed to do this, or you're not supposed to do that, or some days you're not supposed to pray, and some days this. And then some people in religion telling us dates and what things is going to happen. God is an unpredictable God. We not know the hour, the day, or anything, but we just, man, that's man. So I don't listen to man. I just listen to their preaching as far as the Christian way, and you read from the Bible. For me,
yeah,
that's my view.
You know what? I used to be, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I used to be a Christian, but I figured out that a lot of Christian pastors, they are, you know, they sleep with the children as well.
Yeah, or and they be men. So,
well,
but
hold on, wait. Don't forget about the popes in the Roman Catholic Church. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Well, see,
yeah, we're not going
history.
To talk about Pope. We're not, no.
Okay.
No.
This
you
is
know,
my thing.
You
when it comes to...
You were Catholic, London. Well, if you go into history with Catholic, they have always slept with younger children and boys and stuff. That's like that history of their religion go back so far with that. That have always been a situation in that religion.
All right, I'm leaving Catholic now. I'm going to like
go ahead.
You know,
Alexis, what you was going
to say? I don't really like to get into debates on religion because it causes a lot of hard feelings with people. So I will say this. I really don't get into preachers. I don't get into preachers because if you listen, a lot of them want to make the word, how can I say, they want to make it fit to, I can't really explain, try to find the words what I'm trying to say. They try to bend it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
their belief.
Like, right, and it's like, okay, I'm just going to use this as an example. The Bible says love one another.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Or love thy neighbor, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But at the same time, 10 minutes later, you telling them that this is wrong, that is wrong. But the Bible says that you should love thy neighbor. You should treat each other equally. But then
mm-hmm.
you, at the same time, you're telling me that I'm wrong for my life. So I don't really get into preachers because people tend to try to make the word fit so that to make
it's
themselves
comfortable
look
for their lifestyle.
Right,
uh-huh.
right. When the Bible says treat all everybody the same.
Okay.
But my ministry has always been, when I go to church, I go for singing. I love to hear a choir sing. Because sometimes if you just sit and listen to what the choir is saying, you will understand a lot. And it ministers to me that way.
With what Nicole's, wait a minute, before I even say something, Jasmine, you want to say something? Because now I got something else to hit y'all with.
I'm pretty much on the same page as Alexis. I don't like to talk about it because it gets so deep and so personal.
But do you have a religious background that you studied from since you was a child or was raised upon?
I was raised around so many, because I was tossed back and forth between my Hispanic side and my Black side, and you know, my you know, Indian side and stuff, and I was raised in a mosque. I was raised in, you know, around Pentecostals and Catholics and Christians and Baptists. I had so many different ones around me, and I've always found flaws in each and every one of them. So, you know, I don't know.
I think that when people think that because you say religion, you think of perfect, these still people in the religion, they're still human, so there will be flaws. They're not actual God. They're teaching what they believe God may be or what God is saying. They're still human beings. So with that being said, we got pastors that are sleeping with boys, and people who are preaching the word, but they are still human, and they still fall short just as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to find some type of comfort. Like you said, I definitely believe in a higher power. I believe in a God. I believe in, you know, there's a lot of beliefs that I have, but when it comes time to who's preaching it to me and where I'm learning it at, it's a whole different story. Hold on a second. Alexis, you're back. 347-365.
Yeah.
Okay. And hold on. We got another caller real quick. 313-575, you're on the air. Hello, 313-575, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I did not press one, y'all. What's going on?
You did press one.
The TJ.
Do you have any names? Don't say your name. Do you have any names?
No.
Okay.
TJ, I heard you sleep with some of your kids.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd try. See, listen, you hear that's an Uvo right there. That's that Uvo ringing, so it's a scandal. It's a scandal going on right there.
It ain't no scandal. How did a scandal when the main two people hit me up on Uvo was Naeem and Alexis?
You know what?
I got two more names, sadly.
Go ahead.
Icon James Conn and Icon Rodney Prodigy.
Oh, shit.
Moving right along.
Oh, now they're being dumb. Now that's stupid.
Okay, well, let me say this.
Naeem, go ahead.
All right, so, okay, you know, listening to what Nicole said and, you know, how, you know, she, there's some things she agreed with in the Bible, and, you know, she bases what she believes off of what she feels. You know, also, of course, what she was taught. Okay, so then with that being said, they said Christ died 2,000 years ago. Before Christ ever came, you had other people who focused, you could say the Mayans if you want to, who believed in the stars, they believed in, you know, the moon, the sun, you know, they were in touch with the earth. Other things came to them that were called deities, or they may have been called aliens or whatever like that. And
I know where you're going. Go ahead, girl.
They did, you know, different miraculous things and taught them how to survive, you know, did certain things with them or what have you like that. Now, my thing is this, you know, when it comes to the Bible, I was brought up, you know, Pentecostal Baptist. And, you know, they believe in that whole, you know, getting the demons out, you know, and you know, spiritual healing and all this carrying on and stuff like that. But there were things that, you know, that I was struggling with in my lifestyle, because all I've ever known was being attracted to men, and that's all I've ever really ever known. And for the longest time, because I was brought up Pentecostal in a Baptist church, it was always a thing of, if you're gay, if you're anything other than what God wants away, if you're like that, then you're going to hell in a handbasket, and that's just what it is. And my thing is, you know, to me, my opinion, the Bible contradicts itself too many times for me. And it used to fear me, because it's a lot of scare tactics in the Word, you know, to scare you into not questioning anything else, not believing anything else, and not to go outside the box to pray to anything else. Because if you were to pray to any other god or what have you like that, it would be blasphemy. But then another thing it says in the Bible is,
It'd be better that it said that Christ was supposed to say it. I can't find where it's supposed to be at. But it's better for you to sin and not know me and die and go to heaven than to sin and know me and go to hell.
Yes. And that's, let me tell you something with that one that bothers me too, because you know why? I also sit back and I pray so much for forgiveness. And a lot of times I feel like a disrespect. Some people, when I pray for God and I'm doing something, I don't even want to go to him and say something, because it's like, first of all, you already know. And you already know all this stuff and everything extra. So I myself would be a contradiction to come to God to say, well, God, forgive me. Well, first of all, everything that we do, if the word is right, Naima, he knows. So when you go to sin and you don't know God, it's different. But when you sin and you know that you're not supposed to be stealing, that's a tough road. Yes, you do get in a lot. I think I told you, and I feel I always get overwhelmed with that in any type of sin, because when you know God and you read the Bible and you sit back and you study those things, it becomes overwhelming when you're sometimes caught and you're sinning, or you did drugs, or you did this, and you got to go back to him and ask for forgiveness. But that's why he's a forgiving God, and you're just human. You know, you're not him. You're not God. You're not perfect.
But you know what, though? Let me tell you. Okay, with that being said, let's say you have a room. And I say this to Alexis. I discussed this with her, too. Let's say there's a room, and you put an Orthodox Jew, you put a Christian, you put a Judeo person in there. You have somebody to believe in Buddha, and then you put a Satanist, a person that worships Satan or whatever like that, in that room. Now, I'm going to tell you the one thing that they all going to have in common. They're all going to have in common that they believe that their God is superior, and that's the one to believe in. And then they're all going to agree that there is a greater evil in this world. But when a conflict is that they believe that their religion that they were taught that makes them comfortable, that was brought up through their family, or what, you know, was passed on to them, is the ultimate, you know, religion, and their God is the ultimate God to believe in. With that being said, with all of the nationalities around the world and all of the religions around the world, who's to say that who is right and who's wrong? But you got Christians who say that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Well, bitch, how you going to tell me I'm going to hell because I believe in Buddha, or because I believe in this person or what have you like that, and this is what brought comfort to my soul, and this is what brought unity to my family? Who's right and who's wrong then?
I think that's the part with a judgment. You're not supposed to judge. Now, that's what the Bible says. So even religion is doing something wrong. God, though, if you know your, somebody was saying in the chat room, know your history. If you know your history, you will know God. You have to know God for yourself, because that's judgment. And even with the different religions, like you said, it is a contradicted. That's judgment. It does not mean God said that. That's based upon the religion. They make their rules and these different things and abomination and this and that. Like they say, gay is abomination, but when you read the Bible, there's something called Enoch, and these were men with long hair and long this, and this, they don't never talk about that, but they instantly go to the quote where it's an abomination to be gay.
But you know, that's
hold on, we have a caller.
But the Bible
770-374.
Yes, hi, good evening. I just want to make a correction. One of the young ladies mentioned about the Bible and what God says. The Bible says that in Ezekiel that every knee upon his word shall obey to him, no matter what you are. Whether you be Buddhist, whether you be Protestant, whether you be Jew, whether you be Muslim, there is one name. God is called many different names. And there are some that believe that in order to get to God, you must go through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was, yes, he was a prophet. He was given the wisdom to bring healing to the world. But there are those who believe that he's just another prophet. He is there. You know, and a lot of times, a lot of people don't look at the Old Testament. That's what we should be living our lives according to. The New Testament has a lot of things in it because it was written by man. You know, the New Testament was written by man. So we go by that because a lot of grace and mercy is in the New Testament. You know, that's why a lot of us read that. If you go to the Old Testament, there are a lot of things that God was unpleased with. And he was very stern, and he felt like, you know, if you don't serve me first, then you can serve no other. You know, those who pray to Buddhists and you pray to Muslims, they all do believe that there is one man, there's one spirit, and there's one Holy Ghost. They all believe that. Now, what they call him might be different, but they do believe that there is that one spirit. You know, we must learn to obey to the spirit and stop being caught up in the mythologies and what pastors say. You know, they're all human. They all have their own beliefs, and that's fine. But you must know what the word of God says, and that's what you must obey.
That's not
and
me.
There's something in the Bible that says something like, our human form is just our flesh, our souls, our lives. So, and our souls doesn't have a sex. So how are we gay, you know? We're just gay because society calls us gay.
Well, I think what happens is that it's the activism that is considered wrong.
Yes.
It's not what you are. And it's nothing to do with that. It's the activism. So if you're taking part in sexual activities and taking part in all the things that are not combined in union. The word combined in union means that if you have not devoted yourself to this person under the law of God, it is a sin. It don't matter what it is, no matter who it is. So if it's two men or two women or two cats, if you have not come under the union of God and created that union together, this
the law.
Is a sin.
You know, I'm sorry, Carla. Go ahead and finish what you're saying, but I got a question for you then.
We focus on the activism, you know. But you being who you are, you can't change that. You didn't choose that way. Now, what you've done to yourself, you chose that. You chose to get implants. You chose to do all those things to you. But your preference of choice, you didn't choose that. You didn't choose to be that way. And I think we get caught up in that. We get caught up in the function of choice and the function of the creed. The creed is what you are. Choice is what you've done. Because you don't have to interact in your lust for another person. You don't have to give into that. That's a choice. You know, that's a choice to do that.
Okay, well, Carla, let me ask you something then, okay? You seem like you are a little knowledgeable on the word, and you say that we should focus on the Old Testament. Well, with that being said, the end of Old Testament came. And I'm going to tell you where it talks about the homosexual, because it's six verses where it talks about homosexuality, and it's
actually
in the book of Leviticus.
It's ten.
Okay, well, ten. Okay, but wait a minute. Now, in the Old Testament is where you will find the Ten Commandments. Since we're talking about Christians, you will find the Ten Commandments. And I find that, you know, when I think it was it Moses? I think
Moses
that went to the mountaintop.
Moses.
They went to the mountaintop and, you know, seen the burning bush, whatever. God was talking to him, you know, made the Ten Commandments, whatever case may be. You shouldn't do all these things. But if to my understanding of those Ten Commandments, was there nothing mentioned on there about homosexuality at all? And since we are talking about Christian and the Christian faith, nothing like that from Jehovah, the creator, the God of all creation, before Jesus Christ ever came, was ever mentioned on those Ten Commandments. Now,
but she answered that Naima, when she said that it does in the Ten Commandments talks about being married, and in order to be in a sexual, you know, committed relationship, that you are by law supposed to be married. Whether it was a man, whether it is, you're supposed to be married by commitment.
Right, I hear that, but I'm talking about the homosexual part.
I think the Bible, you know, if we were to go back into the Bible, I think that homosexuality has been around since the beginning of time. It's not something that didn't just pop into me. It's been here forever. You know, it's a part of our DNA. And you know, we do have people who disbelieve that, you know, this homosexual gene is product of the devil. The devil, way before you even had a man in your desire, you knew that it was something different about you. That wasn't something that the devil gave you. That was something that it was just different. There's something that we all can relate to. All of us whether you're transgender, whether you're a homosexual male, whether you're a lesbian, whatever it is, you knew at a very early age there was something about you that you didn't identify with your counterpart, your brother or your sister or your... I'm sorry, yes, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but before you go off what you said about it was the gay happened before our time, that's one of the reasons that... Oh, my God, I forgot.
But the reason why it's brought up in the Bible is because they were lusting after each other. They were committing sins with each other. You know, married wives were leaving their husbands and indulging in sex with other women. They were sprunking. King David took young boys and he had them transgendering into women. He did that because he was tired of all the young women had been ostracized and had been taken advantage of at a very early age. So he began to take young boys and turn them into women. He had them. Also, Caesar did the same thing. He was converting these young boys into women. So, you know, this has been around for a very, very long time.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
Sodom and Gomorrah. It's been since Sodom and Gomorrah,
Way before that. But wait a minute, caller. You know, now I hear all of that, but since you're knowledgeable, let me ask you this. Wasn't King James, who was supposed to be one of the authors of the Bible, wasn't he a Levite? Wasn't he the king of the Levites?
He was.
Okay,
he was.
And did not the royal family, King David and some of his members of his family, weren't they engaged in into activities, gay activities or homosexual activities?
Well, the Bible says that they took part in gander amongst men. Now, whatever their interpretation of gander is, then when I look up the definition of gander, it does mean that they interacted with each other. They don't say that they had any intercourse. You know, they just said that you took upon gander upon men. So I'm assuming that they were doing whatever people do when they're in fellowship with each other.
No,
I don't want to get us off content. All I really was trying to say to you was, you know, the Bible had, we have the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament was designed so that we could have more grace and mercy because according to the Old Testament, God wasn't pleased and people were perishing to death because of it. And so the New Testament was created to give that leisure, to give that he sent his only begotten son to earth so that we could see that man does have fault. That man do fall, but because of that grace and mercy, because he allows us to repent, and because he allows deliverance, that we can yet be saved, and we yet can be delivered amongst whatever it is we're going through. That's why the New Testament was created, so that we don't have to live in that bower of sin, so that if you're going through something, or that if you feel like, you know what, Lord, I've tried this over and over again, I just can't do it right, I need to be saved again. I need you to deliver me from whatever I've been mischievous, and I need to be delivered from that. That's why the New Testament was given to us. And so
the Old Testament is before Christ. The New Testament
correct.
Is after Christ. Mm. So
correct.
What God was doing before Naima, basically, it's like she said, it's giving us grace and mercy because now he gave his son so that we all can be forgiven. So when every time someone sins and everything, they say Jesus shed his blood. So that's when the Old Testament becomes the New Testament. And the New Testament was written a lot by man. You know, I don't think every word in this should be quoted that came from God. I don't believe that because a lot of it was written by man. How you take it when you get it, you just have to know, have a relationship with God yourself. That's the best way to understand your position in it. That's the best way.
I agree with you, Nicole, 100%.
You know what I want to say? All right. So let me hit y'all with this then. Okay. This is two parts I'm getting ready to say here. With as vast as the universe and many planets there are in different dimensions that are all around us that we haven't even seen, couldn't even think of, or whatever the case may be. I don't believe that since we're talking about this particular religion, if God is the God of creation, of everything that we perceive
and that we view every single day that's around us and everything, and he is the great consciousness of everything that we've, you know, that we know so far. I just don't believe that he would make only man and woman. I believe there are different species out here in this universe that we live in that don't just govern by these particular laws. To me, if you're a God of creation, it would be so boring, you know, just to have, two types of sex. There are animals that have both sex and they can have birth children. You know, there's so many creatures and elements of things out here that we probably will never see in this lifetime, that's in this earth or that's in other worlds.
He would be the God, the creator of it all, though. So, like you said, it would be one creator, the creator of it all. But now, listen to this, though, Naima, that when God created the earth, everything was pure. You understand? Once Eve ate from that tree, that gave us the wisdom, the knowledge of wisdom, where we knew the difference between wrong and right. So where everything was naked and everybody had the Garden of Eden and it was just so beautiful and everything was so loving, when there's the snake, and when people say things about the devil, let's not forget that the devil also himself was created by God and was
one
of
his...
He was the greatest angel. He was in charge of the choir, the singing part of the heavens up there, and he saw things his way. So this is somebody who was made by God as well.
Mm. I think when we talk about Adam and Eve, we forget that, you know, when Eve bit from the bit from the fruit, it wasn't that we were placed into sin. What he said was, you know what, I'm no longer going to protect you. I'm no longer going to keep blinders on so that you're shielded from what this world has to offer. I'm going to allow you now to be of the world because you've disobeyed me. And Adam said, no, I did not disobey you. He said, yes, you did. You allow your covenant to be disobedient. You allow your covenant to seek of the world. You allow your covenant to do that. So because of that, I'm going to place you of the world now. And when we got placed in the world, that's when things began to happen.
That's when we
start seeing the body and we start lusting for flesh and, you know, we start seeing all these different things.
But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you, but we also have to realize something here. Let's get out this box, okay, of you know, Christianity and how Christianity says the world started. Think about something. Before Christ ever came, there were other, you may call them deities, angels, or whatever like that, that came to this earth and did miracles like he did, Now, we only go by, some people go by, you know, with the Bible, how creation, how the world started. This is what the Bible says. But I'm going to tell you, every religion around the world has their own interpretation of how this world started. Who was here first, who wasn't, or whatever the case may be. Who was the entity, who wasn't the entity, and everything like that. So, but we only talking about what the Bible says because, you know, in Genesis, you know, the Lord made, you know, the world in a nutshell, whatever like that, and on the seventh day he rested, whatever. That's what Genesis has. But when you think about when you go in and you tap into other religions around the world, they have their own interpretations of how the world started, how sin got in the world, what is sin in their religion, too. So my thing is this, to me, nobody really has a heaven or hell to put anybody in. You just have to live your life out, and whatever comes afterwards, because I'm going to tell you something, I used to be scared of dying, but now I'm not. Whatever comes afterwards on the other side, you beat it on the other side. But I believe that every world that's in this universe has their own governed laws that you are to live by, or that controls that planet or that world or that realm or whatever you want to call it. I also believe that, to me, if the Bible never came about, if Jesus never came, some people call Jesus as a deity. You know, people look at Zeus's son Hercules, you know, as a fake story, as a fable or something like that. You know, and they say, oh, it's just, you know,
it's fake or whatever, you know, science fiction or whatever the case may be. But who's to say that these different creatures that you see in the movies or these different things that you may read about may really have never, may have really existed at one time on this earth? I believe, y'all can call me crazy, but I believe because we are suspended in the atmosphere in this planet that we're on, that anything is possible. Anything could have lived at one time on this planet. Any type of creature of whatever type of creation could have lived. I don't believe that we should only, you know, believe in one set religion. I don't believe that we should only have one set of view. I just don't believe that, because just to believe that is not to expand your mind, to expand your horizons, to question the what if.
I do want to say this to you, and I'm going to hang up, but the Bible says that you shall seek him. You shall seek the kingdom of him, and everything else shall be added. There are so many things that will come before that will state they've come before me. There are so many things that state that will be here after me, but there's only one thing that shall remain for me. And, you know, when you learn that, when you learn that part of it, it's okay to have your beliefs and what you believe in, because I think, theoretically, that's how our mind keeps going, that we believe in things, we want to find out research. But I suggest to you, my sister, that you seek him first. Seek him first. And then let everything else kind of meditate and make sense to you, that only his word and the truth of his word will be everlasting, and it will be the only thing that we can stand on. So you can call him whatever you want to call him. You want to call him a loser eye, you want to call him the son of Israel, whatever you choose to call him. He is only one spirit, and that is God. Only one. And everything else that we talk about, every other religion, every other knee, it will bow, because that's what the Bible says, that it will be granted upon the wishing of him. That the rocks and the trees will cry out for him. You know, I believe that. I believe that when I look at those trees, I just ask you, when you outside walking in the morning or whatever you're doing during the day, look at the branch of the tree. Look at where it reaches towards. Look at how the grass and the ground leans up towards him. Look how the birds, when they're flying, how their wings outstretch towards him. I believe that everything that has breath on this earth, that has a greenery flying to it, will praise him. You know, and I don't get caught up in a metaphor of why and what happened. I just know that my soul, that when I go to my final resting place, that when his son returns back here again, I want my soul to be ready. I don't want to be judged at what I did to my body and how I lived my life, because I try to live according to his word. I try to treat people the way they should be treated. I try not to judge my neighbor. And most importantly, I love him. And I put nothing and no one before him. And that's all I can be accountable for. I can't be accountable for what the next person does or what they say or what they don't do or how they do it. Do I put toxin in my body? No, I don't put any toxin in my body. I've learned that, you know what, I'm going to live as a guideline, as close as I can. Am I perfect? No. Do I make mistakes? Yes, I make mistakes every day. Do I sin? Daily. But I also repent. And I ask him, Lord, just guide me and strengthen me, because it's because of you. Because they crucified you on that first day, and they thought that the tomb was dead, that he was not going to rise. But yet on the third day, they went back to the tomb, and the spirit, the flesh was gone. I believe that. I believe that.
And not to cut you off, caller, but you know what, Naima, what I have to say too? When you know how we got a lot of extra added preservatives to everything, and like I do believe it's good to monitor, it also can confuse you. And it also can make you start doubting what inside that you feel. Because it's all about what you feel. When you have a personal relationship with God, you can see somebody in their bullshit. You can see somebody with their problems, not because it's loud, but because you have the gift and God has blessed you with spirit, and you know God, and you are the truth. So whenever you become the truth, you can see the truth. You can just see it. And when someone is telling you, you don't have to judge them and say, oh, he's lying, blah, 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 blah. But you don't have to pay any mind to it as well, because you know the truth. Because I'm going to tell this, and I'm a fair believer of this. No one can come to me and tell me what God told them about me, because God is going to tell me first.
And when that person comes to tell me if it's meant for me, I'm going to receive it because somewhere in my spirit, God has been playing it to me and I haven't been paying attention. So people can come, but trust and believe anything that somebody told you that God said about you. God don't tell nobody nothing about you unless he told you. And then if at that point have you not received it, then he will bring it to you in a different light. And even then, you will feel it if it's the truth. That's how that works.
Well, Nicole, let me ask you something. Okay. You know, they also say that, you know, that, you know, God knows everything, honey. He knew what you was going to do, what you was going to be, what, how your life was going to be mapped out even to the day that you were going to die when you were in the womb. Am I right or wrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with that being said, if the Lord knew your life and he knew how it was going to be mapped out even to the day that you die, even mm-hmm. before you knew it and when you were still in the womb, then why born you into this world having to go through what you go through and begging him for all these forgivenesses and the things like that, power, strength, energy, whatever the case may be.
That's
all
how you learn
things,
them.
Just to wind up and just to wind up
just
going
so
somewhere.
He can get the glory to God. Just so he can get the glory. Just so he can make everything that everybody thought stand for one thing stand for another. And that's why at the end of the day is to God be the glory. Because at every situation, he's going to turn it around. He's going to make it. But guess what, Naima? We have, from when Eve did that, he no longer does that now. We make our own decisions. He leave it up to us. He's not going to dictate and direct our life. He forgives us and saves us and brings us out and sometimes leaves you there. Because he knows if you really got it the way you're supposed to have it. But he don't go, he don't do that.
Hold on for a second. If you guys are listening from your computers or the chat room, the show is about to go into record mode, so start calling in now, 347-215-6820. In a few moments, in about 2 minutes, you're not going to be able to get on the phone line. So call in now, and I think you won't be able to listen from your computer any much longer. We also have one caller that's been waiting for a minute. Let's just go to them really quickly, and you guys can continue. 443-570, you're back on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Lisa. I just have a couple of things, quick things to say. Naima, I love your open mind, and I think that you should continue to think with that same consciousness that you were blessed with. I'm going to say this. A lot of people like to throw their testimonies in other people's past.
Mm.
If something works for you, that's what works for you. What I'm listening to on this station is a lot of testimony and personal testimony. That's wonderful. But when you go into a book that clearly says that your lifestyle is wrong, then you have to question yourself. Like whoever that was they called earlier, you know what you're doing in that book that says right or wrong. If you're going to follow it all the way, not halfway. That's what straight people do. And another thing, the whole story of the Adam and Eve thing, you got to think, our ancestors originated from Africa. The cross that they're believing in today, that's not the original cross.
It's not, that's right.
The cross is the original cross.
That's right, it's
the In my opinion, let me say everything I'm saying, because a lot of things are being said as if it's a fact, and that's the last thing it is. I want you to know that when you look at the original African cross, the circle at the top is the representation of the helmet of knowledge to the man, and those arms and his back is holding the woman up. And that all that the snake spoke to her, and that's to make a lot of men think that women are wicked. This was all stolen from our ancestors. I've been studying Dr. Pastor Ray Hagen. He went to Africa. He went into the pyramids. There is no historical proof that someone named Jesus Christ ever existed, no burial sites or anything. All of the statues, all of the descriptions on the wall, they're trying to chisel out the facial features. They're bleaching out of the complexions of everything they're trying to Europeanize it. Naima, I'm so shocked that I connected with you consciously. You continue to think the way you do, and everybody else is allowed to do what they are and think the way they are, but it's just better to be spiritual than religious, because religion is control. Spirituality is something personal, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
And I don't think I mentioned. I never said that it's not a personal thing. I made that clear that it is personal.
I'm definitely speaking away from religion, because you can't think about religion because there's too many laws and too many statements to religion. So I'm personally talking about my own personal experience with God as well. See, so
that's all you can talk about.
Right, you only can talk about, like you said, Jasmine, earlier, Jasmine, you got to know him for yourself. So what you know and what God has installed in you may not be what he installed in them, because guess what, y'all ain't alike. Y'all are alike under him, but y'all not alike. So what God got for you is for you. And what God got for you is for you. So that's how that works. So I too, Naima, second that you should go what God got for you, and whatever direction your mind is taking you and you trying to figure out and find out, you continually do that, because that may be a mission that God have you on. But I, for the longest time, I used to be afraid to search any other religion, search any other type of spiritual guidance for the longest time, because the Bible had me afraid. And then I had to be like, wait a minute, hold up. Let me pump my brakes and dial these decibels down. Why am I afraid to look for something else? And why I'm afraid is that, what I was afraid of before, was that it was said, it was taught to me that to question anything else would be wrong. To worship any other God other than what's being told to you is wrong. And I had to say to myself, I think that it's a lot of scare tactics in this to get you believing a certain way or what have you, and I don't think that's right. I feel like, you know, I'm more spiritual now than anything, you know, because I choose to seek answers. I choose to want to know, is there something greater than this picture that's been painted before me out here? Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Chinese have a healing technique called qi. We, Christians, use another technique called faith. When you go into someone's sick hospital room or even go to see them at their house or something like that, and you pray over them, and sometimes instant miracles happen. With the Chinese, when they practice qi, they have good qi and they have bad qi. But the good qi, that I've, you know, seen documentation where, you know, a person has cancer and they're doing their chi, you know, they're chanting or what have you like that, or their meditation that they're doing, and then let's say, you know, the cancer cell, the cancer itself or what have you, is gone. It's out of the system. Now, I believe in whatever, you know, wherever you are evolved spiritually or what have you, I believe that you were already born with the power within. And the power within makes you do things that you couldn't possibly imagine that you could do. But because there have been set orders and religious institutions that came about around this world, they block you from trying to go and use the knowledge and the power that you have within to make yourself greater, to expand your mind, to expand your horizon, to even heal yourself. That's why they say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. The definition to me of using the mind is telekinesis. The art of moving things with your mind without you even touching it and believing that you can do it. Some people will say that you can say that's faith. Some people say if you have enough faith that you can move this doggone pair of sunglasses or this canister or something like that across the table, whatever, without moving, do you have enough faith that you can do it? First of all, you'd be like, I think that's impossible, but all you got to do is believe. But if you think about and being a Christian, when they say faith is the substance of things hoped for, believing in the evidence of things that are unseen. Now, you can apply that to telekinesis, moving things with your mind. Do you believe you have the power within you? so strong that you can move this object, or you can do, you know, you can maneuver these things, or you can possess this object or possess something in front of you and move it. I feel like you don't have to be set in a certain religious institutional program in order to do the things that you were actually born with that you don't believe that you can do. That's what I believe.
A lot of times, you know, people, you know, and I grew up Pentecostal also, Church of God in Christ, my whole life. And so, I know how it is to have pastors trying to pray what they consider to be a demon out of you. And, you know, so you start getting the fear that God is not pleased with me, that he's not pleased with who I am, that, you know, maybe there's a mistake, maybe I'm doing something wrong. But, you know, I know for me, I hadn't done anything wrong. You know, I know that I was trying to live according to his word and do what my parents had instructed me to do.
Could that have anything to do? Could that have anything to do with just their religion? Touch hands on them.
No,
cow, you are healed.
Absolutely. And you know what? I was going to say to the young lady that's on the phone that a lot of times it's the shell that people are confused by. And what I mean by that is because you choose to live your life a certain way, don't mean that you're not spiritually connected. It don't mean that. It don't mean that you don't have the same connection that your mother and your father have. It don't mean that at all. You know, we get so focused on the shell of a person. That shell, the last call of mentioning, well, if the word says that this is a sin, you should go by what the word says. Well, you know, a lot of things in the Bible has been said that people have done. It hasn't stopped them for living for Christ and wanting to be in the will of God. It hasn't stopped them from doing that. We just focus so much on one particular act of sin that because you choose to change, because you were born one way and live your life another, that's a sin and you're going to the pits of hell. Well, it's no different than the alcoholic, than the drug user, than the whoremonger, than the adulterer,
the liar,
than the abuser. It's no different from that. It's all the same thing. It's all sin. So if they can rebuke and they can pray for forgiveness, I can too. I can live in that same
Let me get to a couple of these callers real quick. 323, 286, you're back on.
Hello?
Hello,
Rick. Hello, Kelly, Jasmine, Naima, everybody that's online.
Hey, me too.
Hello, this is Michi. Well, pretty much everyone has pretty much tapped into anything that I was going to say, but just to kind of enlighten things, one particular thing, me being a person, also coming from being raised and geared in the Pentecostal realm, the Churches of God in Christ, I've had to get to a point in my life to where I've had to study the word for myself, and it's not just reading the King James Version, but I go to King James, I go to the Message, I go through NIV translation, I pull up a thesaurus, I even pull out a dictionary to break down wordings and definitions and define the meanings of those to get an understanding for myself, because as a child, just hypothetically speaking, I was taught, you know, that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of homosexuality. But as I began to study Sodom and Gomorrah, there was more than homosexuals in there. There were a whole lot of other different things. What happened with Sodom and Gomorrah was it was destroyed based on the fact that nobody in there would bow down and worship God. So that's why the city was destroyed, because there was no reverence made to God from the people that were in there. There was no deliverance. There was no breakthrough. And I've gotten to it, and I've even found, you know, one thing about in the Bible, about reading the word and knowing in life and knowing in your own personal life, is that everybody's journey in life is different as they grow in Christ. You know, but God's faithfulness always is the same. And you have to have your own personal experience with God. My deliverance, my breakthrough may not be that next person's deliverance or breakthrough the same as this person's deliverance and breakthrough. And one thing I found out in growth and growing up in the church is a lot of preachers use a platform to make certain sins feel lesser than the sins of somebody else's, or even the own personal sin that they're doing within themselves. And a lot of them use a platform to make themselves seem as if they're a perfect person. That's why a lot of things are being exposed and a lot of these preachers are being uncovered and different things are coming out, because a lot of them use the platform as a basis to not even, not really reflect as the things that they've been through and been brought out of, but to really tear down and deteriorate the character and the belief of somebody else or what they may be seeking God for. So, you know, you have to have your own personal relationship. You have to have your own personal, you know, talk with God. You have to read it, seek it, and study it for yourself. That's the only way you'll get your own personal understanding, because if we allow the church and the different religions to teach us, the Catholic is going to teach you something, the Kojic is going to teach you something, the Apostolic is going to teach you something, the Baptist is going to teach you something, this over here is going to teach me something, the Muslim is going to teach me something else, and then I'm going to get confused. So if you don't know it for yourself, that's going to leave you in a blank state of mind, and you're not going to have a clear understanding of really what it is. You're going to be lost, and it's not for us to be lost.
What makes you, with everything that you know, let me ask you something. With everything that you know that you found God at in your life's path, do you believe, with everything that you just expressed and everything that you know to this day, do you believe that everybody else around the world is going to hell because they don't know or possess the knowledge that you have?
Well, me personally, I'm not in a state of judgment, because one thing about it is the Bible tells me is that when the trumpet sounds, it didn't say when Michi blows the horn, it didn't say when Naima blows the horn, it didn't say when Kelly blows the horn, it didn't say when Jasmine blows the horn. It's not saying that. My accountability is not to you all. My accountability is to myself and with God. So I don't hold you accountable, and it's not for me to judge you, because the Bible says in Matthew that if I judge you the same way I'm looking at you, the same way God's going to look at me. Who am I to point out your faults and say you're going to hell when I have my own faults for myself? You know, nobody is perfect, and I think that's the thing we have to understand. And when we grasp that point, to the fact that we realize that nobody in this world is perfect. I don't care who you are, and I will make it very transparent. And I tell anybody that, from the choir stand to the pulpit to the back door, as far as the ushers, there's not a perfect person standing in here. We all have faults. We all have struggles. We all have things that we seek God to keep our mindsets and keep us away from, to keep us strong in our own spiritual walk with Him. So, you know, you can't. I've gotten out of the eyesight of judgment. And when people get out of the eyesight of judgment, then we'll start, then, you know, the churches will be filled, you know, so many times, you know, they say, you know, like, prime example, okay, let me just say, you know, so many people are going off about, you know, a lot of Christians are saying, you know, oh, well, you know, Obama signed for the gay marriages and this, that, and the third, and, this, that, and the third. Me personally, like I told, I was sitting down with some ministers, and they was talking about it, and I told them, I said, well, first let me just tell y'all this. Obama is not your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is the president. So he is for the people. He may have his own spiritual beliefs, but it's not for him to sit there and judge people and sign off on politics based on personal judgment. Yes, the word is the word, but let that word tap into those and the folks that are not going to fall in line with whatever he chooses to sign off on or say it's okay to do or they can do it. That's on them. That's not on Obama, you know, and, you know, everyone's stuck on this whole political view, but I heard somebody else say, you know what I'm saying, I'm not Democratic, I'm not Republican, I'm kingdom. So Obama can find, you know, that cocaine is legal, that's not going to affect me because I'm not Democratic, I'm not Republican, I'm kingdom. Obama can sign off that it's okay to prostitute, that's not going to affect me. Because I'm not Democratic, I'm not Republican, I'm kingdom. I'm what God designed me to be. And everybody is designed in their own perfect self. What is designed for me is not designed for you. What is designed for you is not designed for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all based on your own personal experience, your own personal growth, your own personal walk. You know, this ain't nothing, you know. This ain't nothing I can, you know, expect. I can't expect Naima to do what I do and for me to do what Naima do, because that's personal. That's between you and God. It's like whatever I did was between me and God.
Okay.
I got something else I want to say, but I know Jasmine said.
Who is that talking?
This is Michi.
What Michi?
Michi Ebony.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Jasmine.
How are you?
I'm
sorry.
I know you said you had more phone calls because I got something else I wanted to say too.
I don't know if they press one again. I'm not sure. 443-570. Did you press one again?
Yes.
Hi everybody. Once again, I wanted to piggyback off of what Naima said about the Chinese. And I always dated guys from the island, and they always teased me about the food that I ate, and I really didn't, like, acknowledge them. I met a date in 2008 who actually broke it down and taught me why it was important not to eat certain things. When Blog Talk started, I started to speak about Dr. Sabi and the fig tree mind and eating healthy and eating natural food. And throughout my whole family and everybody I know, I try my best to spread their name. And I never understood why, as religious as my family is, they don't take the message to church of stop eating pork and macaroni and then coming to church and falling on the ground like somebody threw hot water on you, when it's what you're eating that's giving you all of these diseases, as well as what you're injecting into you and all the unnatural things that are not made by the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said that, you know, certain things that the Chinese do to cure, that happened in our culture as well. And if you look in every different racial background, the Jews know who their ancestors are and how they were raised in uproar, the Chinese, the Germans, everybody. But it's just the blacks that are so lost.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought us here, they left our food in Africa. So all that scraps and things that our great-grandmother and grandfather ate, they could endure all that because they didn't catch the bus or lay down after they ate. They went and they worked it off. We have to change our eating habits, and then we can do exactly what you were saying, Naima, because the body heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
But telling us to unconscious people is just like talking to a wall. They don't
mm-hmm.
want to hear it unless
mm-hmm.
it's presented in the image that they are used to, which is, unfortunately, their slave master's mentality. You know, if Dr. Oz not saying it, they don't want to hear it. They'll believe their doctor before they actually believe, you know, what their ancestors did. So I just wanted to piggyback off of that, and this is a wonderful topic. Thank you.
Hold on, Naima. Naima.
Huh?
I just had to.
You said what? What'd you say?
Hello? Am I on?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Are we still on? Jasmine, Naima?
Yeah, you're still there.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, go ahead, Enrique.
Oh, I just wanted to say, Naima, I have a great respect for you now. I mean, not that I didn't before. I don't even really know you, but actually I didn't. But hearing your conversation, I really do appreciate what you say, because your beliefs, I mean, our beliefs are similar, very similar. You know what I'm saying? Because I always had this thing about questioning what people tell me, and I kind of go by my own experience, and I guess I'm not that type of person that I'm not going to just go by what you say. I got to actually see it and experience it myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that there's a higher power, but I don't know if it's God, Buddhism, or whatever it is. I just know that there's some direction that I'm being pointed at, but I'm not going to give the credit to something that you're telling me that it is.
Mm-hmm.
When everything that you're stealing in me, that everything I'm turning around and seeing a whole lot of things are worse or not happening. So, you know, also, to piggyback off what you just said, you know, people in different lands or different countries believe in different things. When we were brought over, or you know, however we were brought over, we were taught by missionaries what God was supposed to be, to oppose the sun, the moon, the stars, etc. You know what I'm saying? So this is being spoon-fed. So I just wanted to say that. I'm glad this is a really good topic, because I wrote a piece of this in college, too, and it caused a big controversy. Because to me, one of my things was the Bible, to me, is one of the great books, like mythology. Like Hera, all of those, except there's God, Jesus, and Mary, names are places on it. That just caused it possible. But
mm-hmm.
that's my whole thing. Thanks, guys.
You know, I wanted to also give y'all a reference, too, because, you know, some of the stuff I say, I have researched this. And another thing that I researched was this man online named John. His name is, well, you look him up, his name is John of God. And when you look him up, it's this man, I forgot what country he's in, but he doesn't claim to be Christian. He doesn't claim to be, you know,
whoever else or whatever like that, okay, he said he gets his power from the divine, from God, who God is to him. And what this man does, his name is John of God, and what this man does is he heals people. He meditates, but he heals people using his mind. He goes in there and he does surgeries. He does different things without anesthesia. He heals. Not everybody gets healed, but majority of the people do. But what makes him so authentic and so much different from all of these other shamans or shamanic healers around the world is that he doesn't charge anybody. You could come, people come to see this man from around the world, and the line be wrapped, and they come in there, and they come and see this one man, and he has a room called his healing room, meditation room. And what it is, when you come in there, you know, because he doesn't speak English, you tell the interpreter what you're there for, whatever like that, and he'll do his prayer over you or whatever like that. But in order for you to harness the energy from the universe or harness, the energy from God or whatever like that, you got to already go in there, one, with an open mind, and number two, believing that you're going to get this healing. You can't have a shred of doubt. And then when you leave from wherever he's at, when he does, his healing over top of you or what have you, you go into this room. It's called the healing room / meditation room. And you go in there, you sit in there, and you just meditate on your healing. You meditate on what it was that was bothering you, that was ailing you, that was plaguing you or cursed you over in your life. Things like that I believe in. I believe that we possess a knowledge and we possess powers and capability of doing things beyond our imagination. But you see, we have so many other obstacles and so many other things in front of us that we just can't, we don't take the time to focus on it. If you take some of us and put us in a rural area somewhere, where there's no TV, there's no internet, and things like that, and all you have time to do is maybe till your land, maybe raise your family and meditate. If you want to get into Christianity, it said Christ fasted, which is a form of meditation, but they also said that he meditated too. So,
daily.
Huh?
I said he meditated daily.
Right.
According to the Bible, he meditated daily.
So if he meditated, there's nothing wrong with us meditating. Now, yeah, he made a statement of everything that I've done on this earth, you'll be able to do and more. So if that be the case, everything that you've done, if I'm believing in this religion, everything that you have done, I'll be able to do and more, then that means I possess a great amount of power and energy within me that I got to turn on. So how do I turn this on? I got to move everything that's around me out of my way. And I got to focus and take time on myself. Look for healing. Think positive thoughts. You know what I'm saying? You got to really channel, breathe, and clear your mind and be like, all right, self, talk to yourself and be like, all right, come on, let's turn this energy on or what have you. If you got to light a prayer candle or a healing candle or something like that, and don't never blow it out.
I think that the gentleman, right before the call, he said that it's a part. It's personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very. It's very personal. And I think everything that you're seeking, it's a personal thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever relationship you have with him, and it don't matter what you call him. And I think I was trying to stress that before. He has many names. People call him many things. It's what it is. It's that personal relationship that you develop, the one that you seek more of God, whatever you choose to seek more of him, the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, whatever you want to call him, whatever it is you're seeking. You are right. The Bible does say we should be able to heal ourselves. We should be able to read his word and seek him and place healing upon ourselves. One of the callers mentioned about the foods that we eat. All those things are very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But, we live in a society that doesn't allow us to necessarily be that way. That we're not allowed to live in a society where we're eating fish out the ocean, where we're able to go out and get it ourselves, where we have time to grow our own vegetables. We don't live in that kind of society. and we're
well,
able
no.
to do that.
Well, you know,
you know?
But see, I have to, not to cut you off, I have to disagree with you on that, because we live in a society wherein if you're not lazy and you go and you buy a house somewhere that may have, you know, they may have a lakefront or something like that, it's nothing to build a greenhouse in the back and you grow your vegetables, you grow your fruits and things like that. These things are very much possible. But the reason
why I
said
they weren't possible, I said we don't live in a society that allows you to do that.
No, it actually does, because I'm going to tell you something. If we were living in a society where we weren't allowed to do that, or where we couldn't do that, then we wouldn't be eating ourselves from the people who are allowed and who are doing it that supply it to us.
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying when I said not allowed. I mean, if you live in if you're living where your finances don't allow you to do that, you can't live that way. You know, you can't live that way if you don't have the finances to do it. You know, we live in a society back in the that even my great grandmother will be turning 100 this year, and you know I look at the land that she lives on. She still grows her own vegetables. She still raises her own chickens. She still does that, but she's allowed to do that. She lives in an area where she can do that. I, for one, don't live in an area where I can have chickens walking around my property. I don't live in a place where I can do that. And the garden that I do have, it's very small because I share a yard with my neighbor. So, you know, I have limits to what I could do. Now, there are people that have land, that can have their own greenhouses, that can raise their own cattle, that can grow their own livestock. There are places that can do that. But not all of us are able to do that. So we are stuck trying to go the more holistic way or trying to do organic. But that can be expensive. That's an expensive way to go. And so because that's so expensive, we do the alternative. We buy the packaged meats. We get the canned vegetables. We do all those things because those things are obtainable for us. You know, a lot of us don't have money to grow our own vegetables in our backyard because those things are expensive. They cost to do that. You know, so that's what I mean when I say our site doesn't allow us to do it. Because if so, you have acres of land in your backyard, you'd be able to grow your own vegetables. Or you have enough space on your patio deck to have a full garden. But it just doesn't allow you to do that.
But you know,
hold on, we have another caller, 410-685, you're on the air. 410-685. All right, go ahead.
But you know, I hear that, and I think it's, you know, the way society and the way the world is going, I think it's so sad that you are charged more money for the fashionable word is organic, for organic food, when really in all actuality, you're actually being charged for homegrown, natural,
right,
without the pesticides, without all of the extra additives and preservatives and shit like that to the food, you're charged more for it. When in actuality, that is what you're supposed. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. I tip my hat to the Amish community and those people, because they are very. They, you know, even though we are in the future and we have evolved in so many things, they are still riding out there on their horse and buggy. They are still growing their food in their backyards. Them people don't even have central air conditioning in their house, some of them. I mean, they still living the natural way of life, and those people are living long. And I'm going to tell you something. People, if you ever notice, people in China, Japan and stuff like that, they eat a lot of rice, but those people over there are living a lot longer. Those people live longer than us over here in the Western society. Why? Because we want, like you said, the processed food. We want it fast. We want it how it is, or whatever the case may be. But those people over there, they take the time to grow their food. They take the time to nurture their animals and things like that, and that's how they're able to live longer. But then also, too, I noticed something about the different nationalities of the world, and I love all the nationalities of the world. But the different nationalities of the world, I've noticed that certain groups, they love one another, they help one another, and they stick with one another. But I noticed that in the black culture,
we tend to, and I say we because I put my own self in it because that's how real I am. We tend to hold back sometimes information, and we tend to be judgmental, or we tend not to want to help somebody succeed or get further in their life, you know, versus you'll see the Mexicans or you'll see the Chinese or the Japanese or what have you. You know, you'll see these other people that are of other nationalities. They live in poverty, but they make it work. But then they come over here to the U.S. and they send money back to their home and everything like that. They stick with their family. You know, it's definitely a big segregation amongst the different nationalities of this world. But I'm going to tell you something. To get back into the religion, because I didn't want to jump off of anything. It is said that the Pope supposed to have a real depicted picture of Christ, what he actually looks like, and the Archangel Gabriel, what they actually look like. And he has this room, or his prayer room, where only he himself or somebody else just underneath him that's a holy priest could go into. If you are not holy, if you're not, you know, pure, whatever the case may be, going into this room, you would drop dead, like you would die. So it's said that he has this picture, and he has these two, they're supposed to be paintings, actually, in his room called the Holy of Holy Rooms in the Vatican. And only he himself or someone just underneath him in the ministry can look upon this picture. Now, the reason why I brought that up is because they have all of these different pictures around the world of what Christ is supposed to look like, and, you know, their interpretation, their image of him. To me, my opinion, if the Pope is supposed to be such this man of God and this holy figure of God, why hide something like that? Why hide knowledge like that of the people of the world? What Christ is supposed to really look like, and who the Archangel Michael is supposed to look like? Why hide something like that when you're supposed to be next to the superior?
Well, you know, we can't. We're talking about men, and you know, I try not to live in what man says and what man does. You know, the Bible gives a reflection of what Jesus looks like. The Bible says what he looks like. Talks about his hair. Talks about his skin color. The Bible gives you that, and so that's what I go according to. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a an opera singer for a number of years, and I traveled, and I was over in, I lived in Europe for about a year, and I went to the Vatican, and you know, I have to say personally, the spirit, that's, it was such the spirit, the presence of God was there. I felt it. I felt like whatever these people were praying, they were on their knees. I felt overwhelmed by the spirit, whatever that spirit was. I felt overwhelmed by it. You know, it was very, very powerful to me. You know, and I remember coming back home and telling my mother that, you know, like I said, you know, it makes me emotional thinking about it because, you know, I had never felt the presence like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because there were so many praying people there and, you know, they were just all calling out different names in different languages. And I felt his presence. I felt his presence. And I don't think I've ever felt it again since then. Not like that. You know, it was just a powerful, powerful feeling. I just don't get into, you know, what man says, you know, what man does, because I know man is yet killing the flesh daily, just like me. He's yet having to repent daily, just like me. You know, and the other, as a caller mentioned, there aren't any perfect, there's not a perfect man here on earth, not one. He's not perfect by a long shot. He's going to have many mistakes. He's going to make them. He's going to say things. He's going to be judging when he should not be. I try not to live according to him. I try to live my life according to the word that I've read, and I really try to be as humble and as abrupt as I can according to his word. I just don't do what man says, because man will mislead you. You know, man will lead you wrong. And you mentioned something earlier in your conversation about John Goddard, and I also saw that clip on YouTube and how they went into the rooms and were praying for hours and hours. You know, the healing room, they'd be in there for hours and hours, and not everyone came out healed. And I like you, thought, well, what happened? Well, you know, sometimes we don't allow ourselves to believe. We just don't allow ourselves to, because we go in with a mindset that man is going to heal me. That's what we go in thinking. We go and think that a man is going to do it.
And not only that, when you talk about going into the room, you know, my mind just went back to Paul, who had a issue, who had a thorn in his flesh, you know, not really knowing what the thorn was, but he had something that he had to deal with even as he walked with Christ. And yet he's walking with Jesus, and he's seeing people being lifted up off of beds, and, you know, blind men being, you know, given vision, and all these different healings and miracles are taking place. But Paul still had this issue. So even though these people go into this room and, you know, for prayer, and they and not everybody comes out, you know, healed, that doesn't mean that God is not working. That just may mean that it's not their time. It's not yet there for them to be. It's not their moment for them to be healed. You know, so many people, you know, go through, you know, you go to churches and you hear different preachers talk about, you know, oh, you know how they've gotten up this financial, you know, blessing and this, that, and the third, and everyone starts running up and pulling out hundreds of dollars and forties of dollars, and then nothing happens. But it does not, it may not be that you're not going to get a financial blessing. Your blessing that you put on the altar may be from something, may be about something else. You know, you may get an increase somewhere else. You may get an increase, you know, it may not be financial. You may put $40 over there thinking, ooh, let me get $4,000. Oh, I'm going to get $4,000. No, that doesn't mean you're going to get $4,000. That doesn't mean you're going to go up tomorrow and drive off the lot with a Mercedes Benz and you just drove the church in a 1992 Ford Taurus. You know what I'm saying? That does not believe. You know, we get so stuck on, you know, man and what man, you know, things that are happening for man. But again, like I said, you know, before, you know, what everybody's journey in life is not the same. Everybody's mm-hmm. blessings in life is not going to be the same. I may be blessed with a mansion, and you may, you know, you may be like, okay, well, I don't have my mansion. I pray every day. I'm saved every day. I love everybody. I do this and that. You know, I may do the same things, but I may still have this issue or that issue that you don't have. And, you know, you feel like, you know, you're doing everything in a perfect will. And then, you know, that's where, you know, people kind of have that stagnant of getting lost and start losing hope and start losing faith because they start to believe in man and what man has going on in their life. But we don't actually look at their own personal relationship, personal experience, personal blessings. It's all a personal experience. But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something.
I'm so sorry. Before you speak, I just have to say I'm quiet because
What'd you say, London? You quiet because what?
The show is touching me.
Oh, okay.
But why would you fall? I don't want the time to run out on us, so I'm just letting you guys know, okay?
Okay.
So I think we have to just wrap it up a little bit.
Wrap it up now?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, well, I really, really enjoyed this topic. I've enjoyed definitely, you know, everybody's views. You know, Enrique, the girl from Baltimore also that called in, Nicole, her point of view, because she was definitely somebody, you know, that I loved that was on here that really, really, you know, gave her her views of it because she's a spiritual person too. Jasmine, you was just... You was in here, but you wasn't in here. I really wanted to hear more of your point of view. But, I mean, you know, I understand it's a touchy subject or what have you, but I enjoy it.
No, it's definitely a touchy subject. You know, again, it's a very deep, touchy subject.
Right.
You know, but I like to, I'm one of the type of people who like to listen and stuff, but, you know, everything that I've witnessed in life and every, you know, it can get so much deeper,
yeah.
You know, and it would be, child, we would need to have a 8-part miniseries based on it.
Yeah.
But no, you guys hit it on point. You know, I mean, everything you guys said was on point, you know. It's just very deep. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that you believe in, Naima, I feel the same way as well because I'm not stuck, you know, in a box. I truly believe of outside the box. I truly believe in the universe that is out there and, wow, it's so much.
It was a lot.
It's a lot. And then I also come from a family that, you know, was based on medical and science and stuff. You know, I had, you know, people in the medical field in my life. And, you know, you hear all the scientific things about stuff. And,
you know, it just gets really, really deep. You know, science tells us something different than what religion tells us, and but yet you experience so much, and you know, you face so much evil in the world, and you know, it just can get really, really crazy. You know, it gets really, really crazy, but.
Well, you know, I would love if I know you're doing these series right now that you be doing on Wednesdays, and I have been listening to them too. I guess when the summer ends or whatever, and you come back with your series again, I wouldn't mind if maybe you had that, you know, maybe religion, maybe religion and you know, or even about the different healings. What do people believe that, you know, how do they believe in healing? Do they believe in miracles and things like that? I really think that you could definitely start a series or something like that on top, because that's really going to, like, open a lot of doors, open a lot of ears and views from a lot of people.
I know I am wrapping it up for the summer, and, you know, tomorrow is the next episode, and tomorrow we will be talking about addiction. And, you know, when I say addiction, it can be a range of addiction, from alcohol to drugs to surgery to sex, you know, the way people are addicted to so many things in life and how it affects their life and affects their ability to live. So that's what tomorrow's topic is going to be about. You know, it's going to be about addiction, and I'm also going to throw in some stuff in there about Gay Pride this weekend and all the festivities and the things that people do during Gay Pride. That's outrageous. But, you know, I am going to be wrapping it up. I think I'm doing a show tomorrow, and then I think I have one or two more after tomorrow. So I will take that into consideration. It's just a real, real deep topic. Like, tonight it just got really, really deep. And it can get really deep.
Yeah.
You know, like Alexis said, when it comes to politics and religion, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. So
I came in like the last week of the show, or before we got into religion. I heard them talking about house parents and people having their children, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, I was like, you know, I hope that, you know, whoever's listening to the show, that they realize that that's wrong. I think it was Nicole. I think she said, you know, someone mentioned about if they're 18, or not Nicole, but I think the other young lady mentioned if they were 18, they should know better. And I'm like, well, if you're in these houses, you know, I was back in the 80s when houses really, for me, they were influential into my life. They were, I respected my parents. I respected them and what they were doing. And, you know, and I'm not saying that they weren't sleeping with their children either, because they might have been. But I really respected them. I respected what they had to say and just how they steered me to stay in school, to focus on my singing career, just all the things that were important to me. You know, they were just really, really influential in my life. And I hope that the parents out there who are doing the right thing, you know, it still instill that in their children. It can consistently doing the right thing by being that parent to them and not differing off into these parents who are having their children and getting them all wrapped up into this foolishness. You know, because there are some good parents out there, and I know they're trying to weed out and be the best, but you have to come. Sometimes you have to stand up. You got to stand for something. You know, you got to stand for something, and you got to be about your business, and you got to let your children know that, listen, outside of this ball world, there's a whole nother life that you're going to have to be accountable for. That these hours you're here walking these balls, this is great and it's fun, but life goes on after this.
Yeah.
You know, and I just hope that they're telling them that and that they're instilling that into them. You know, that being an adult, that this adult life can be hard. It's not easy being an adult. It's not easy living on your own. It's not easy whatever choosing you choose to do with your life, altercations, or whatever you choose to do in your life. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. You know, and we have to learn to, we have to bond together. That all this separation and this house and that house, it's not, you know, I understand why you do it, but, you know, there has to be some unity amongst the ball scene. I think that's the first thing that has to be attacked. Not about who your mother and father is, but just about loving thy neighbor and respecting thy neighbor. You know, it's about that, because those are things that matter to me, that I respect you as a person. I don't care what your last name is. It's the person.
AJ, you're back on.
What's going on, y'all? Naima, I'm really touched because I never seen this part of Naima. Like, I never knew she was so spiritual and really stood to it like that. Kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you just see the shady side of me.
Yeah, I'm used to the shady, ignorant side of you, but I never knew you was a person of the cloth like that who really had it in you.
I have a question for Naima. I have one question for Naima, then we definitely do need to wrap it up.
Okay.
Because I don't want the show to be rude and hang up on everybody, because like London said, it is running out. I didn't even notice. Naima and the other caller, I forget your name.
Michi?
No, not Michi, the other one. The female, 770.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Diamond,
I'm sorry. I know this is going to probably sound odd, me even asking this, but do you guys believe in aliens?
Oh, damn. I believe it.
Yeah, me too.
I believe in them. I definitely believe that we not only are we not alone, but I definitely believe in the crop circles. I definitely believe that shit that you may happen to see out the corner of your eye when you outside or you looking up to the stars and everything like that isn't coincidental. I definitely believe.
So my question is, if let's just say a big ship was just floating above us, it started coming into our atmosphere, how do you think it would change the world?
To me,
the government wouldn't have any power anymore.
Well, to me, I think it would change the world for the simple fact is, like I say, knowledge is also power. But I think it would change the world because we were taught that the unknown was fictitious and it wasn't real, and that we were really the only ones in existence in this world. And I believe it would change a lot of people's views because then they would then realize that everything that was told to you that wasn't true and the things that you may have seen in the movies and the videos and stuff like that was real, that the government knew all of this, but this is something that they kept from you, and this was real. Now, how those things, after they enter the earth, how they interact with us or what happens after the fact, and how you deal with them, you know, is you get to that bridge when you cross it. But I definitely think it would definitely change the knowledge of the world in knowing and not knowing.
Well, we've already found out that, you know, there are things that have been stated that they say would never happen that have happened, that we'd never go to the moon, that we would never be out of space, that we'd never be able to do any of these things. So do I believe in other life? Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know if there's other life out there. I don't doubt it, you know, but have I seen it as of yet? No, I haven't. You know, I was in Mexico.
Do you think it would change your whole attitude on the current life that you have been living this whole time?
I know it would for me.
No, it wouldn't change for me because I still believe in what I believe in. You know, that I don't think that will alter. You know, up until going to Mexico, I had never seen a Mexican before. You know, so, you know, do I believe other people are out there? Yes, I believe it. You know, but it's not going to change what I believe. It's not going to steer my belief. You know,
it'll change anybody's belief in God or a higher power, but I just know that, like Naima said, you know, I think she mentioned this earlier. We're taught so much, or in so many ways she may have said it, but we're taught so much in our life that, you know, we're trained to believe in this and to live our life based on that, but we never know really what's going to happen in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, so many things happen all the time that never have happened before. That's where my belief is. I leave my mind open because I know that there is so much more out in this world and there's so many more opportunities out there. Anything can happen. I just grab my God, not what they have told me, not what every book is saying. I believe in my God and my higher power because that's the only thing that I can hold on to, because I feel like this is a one big ass roller coaster and we have no idea when it's going to end and where it's going to end. Because aliens could come now and change the face of this earth. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs can rise again, and they can change the face of this earth. A meteor can come and destroy half of this planet, and we go completely dark with no electricity, no power, no nothing, and it will change the face of this earth. And what are we going to have? We have to hold on to something. Mm-hmm. So no matter if they say it's Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or whatever, that is what my belief is, because I believe outside of the box. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen at any fucking time. Yeah. And that's what I believe in.
I believe that. I definitely believe that, Jasmine.
And that, and Costa, that is my closing statement. And again, I'm going to tune in tomorrow to the State of Emergency Show, episode 15, where we will be talking about addiction, the girls who can't stop getting searched, the girls that can't stop getting high, the girls that can't stop having sex, the girls who can't stop sniffing coke, the girls who can't stop doing, and they just keep going and going and going, and they don't know how to stop the addiction that is affecting our community, and that is destroying them, and it is destroying us. And we're also going to talk about the gay festivities that are upcoming this weekend, and the people who are just going and baby putting on their power bottom necklaces and everything. That's what tomorrow's going to be about.
It's
going to
be a mess tomorrow, honey. Ooh, I can't wait to listen to this tomorrow. God. I will definitely be on the line, Jasmine, to get my 2 cents, honey. Just listen to you. But, Jasmine, I want to thank you.
I need you to be a part of it. Let them keep
saying it's
fine of you, girl.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I'll be on tomorrow.
Well, I heard a new drug called K. I never heard it. I'm like, what is K? I'm like, I heard somebody say that. I said, K, what is that? I guess I'll be on there tomorrow, too.
That's cat tranquilizer, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Jasmine, my closing statement tonight is I thank you so much for allowing me to be on here and to bring this topic up on here and everything and be a part of your show tonight. I look forward to being part of your show tomorrow.
This is London show. You have to go to London show. London, how do y'all feel? I mean, London, how do you feel?
You can tell how London feels. London, it's so on.
I'm okay.
Well, this is London show, so I'm just going to get out of here. See you guys tomorrow, 11:30, 11:45. TJ, any closing statement?
Yeah, just to pick up when you said, do we see aliens? We see them every time we go to a bar. We see aliens and avatars.
Oh, my God.
All right, TJ.
Hold on,
4-1-0-6-8-5.
You're back on. Did you want to say something real quick? Yes, it's me, Jasmine. I just wanted to say good night to Evangelist Footlong. And TJ, can you stop touching me?
You love when I touch you, especially when I bust on you.
Oh, my God.
Good night, Jason. Good night, TJ. Michi, you want to say any closing statement?
I just want to say good night to everybody. Encourage everybody to seek for yourself, know for yourself, read for yourself, learn for yourself. Because like Naima said, knowledge is power, and a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Meet you call in tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Diamond, any closing statements?
No, thank you for having me. Everyone, stay blessed. I'm piggybacking what they said. Allow yourself to be open, just knowing that there is something out there and that he is waiting for you.
Thank you, Diamond, and call him tomorrow. I would love to be you to be on the cast.
Will do.
Naima, it's you in London. Good night, guys, and I'm about to be out of here. London and Naima, you guys close it up.
Good night, Jasmine. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
And night to night, you guys. Thanks for bombarding my show. Thanks. Tune in tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Love you all.